started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Today, only at Walmart. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to focus on the charts. The News Talk Radio world waits every week with bated breath for us to come up with this list. Actually, I shouldn't take credit for it. I just talk about it because folks at Talkers Magazine do the work. They do the surveying of all the talk radio stations and hosts and programs around the country to come up with this list. And the chart for this week, the week of February the 3rd to the 7th, is chock-a-block full of things. It's easy to look back at the week and say, oh, this is a pretty interesting week. But in fact, this was a pretty interesting week. At number 10 on the countdown list, Harvey Weinstein's trial, et cetera, et cetera. The wars that we're in, the general consortium of focus on all the wars we've been in, the fact that we've only been at peace for 16 years has come out in lots of discussion. 16 years since the founding of our country. That's number 9. The weather and climate change, that sort of thing, really wild weather in the Midwest. Actually, all over the place. Florida, those of you listening in Florida, I'll bring John Harper in on that one from WMEL. The weather there is really unbelievable this week. Number 7, immigration reform, all that sort of thing. Limbaugh and his diagnosis and the Medal of Freedom that he got at the president's speech this week. Number 6. Number 5, the Chinese situation. I guess 5 and 4 go together because the number 4 issue this week is the coronavirus. Number 3, the impeachment trial and the results thereof are there, too. State of the Union address, number 2, and the voting irregularities or whatever the hell happened. Whatever happened in Iowa, that's number 1, as it ought to be. On the people list, Kirk Douglas, number 10, he passed away this week. A lot of people paying tribute to him on good conversation programs. Harvey Weinstein at number 9, Limbaugh at 8, Mitch McConnell at number 7, Adam Schiff at 6, Michael Bloomberg at 5. The other candidates are 4 and 3. You don't have to go through. You all know who they are. Nancy Pelosi is 2. Donald Trump is number 1. All right, so John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company. John, let's start with you and the focus on the weather down there. I hear from my friends in Florida that it's like they don't even know what's next. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about that, Doug, but as your friends in New England would say, it was pretty wicked. I actually drove through it from the west coast of Florida, from Sarasota over here to the Space Coast in Cocoa Beach early this morning, and it was brutal. The rain, the wind a couple of times, and I've got a fairly large SUV. It was really rocking and rolling, and it was a rough scene. We went from a high to yesterday, almost a record high of 89 degrees, And today, I don't even think we're going to get out of the 60s. So that's pretty extreme for Florida.
Yep.
You know, and even though other people would say, well, give me the 60s, I'll take that any day. But
yeah,
for us in Florida.
Yeah, but if you go back to your friends or my friends in New England, they'd say that was wicked cool if it was 60. When I'm here in California, and when everybody talks to me every day, get calls from the East Coast, from the farm and stuff, and they'll say, what's the temperature there? Yesterday it was 73, I think, here. Been pretty pleasant,
wow,
actually, so far. But the thing that happens, though, is that we see these, what the news media would make into anomalies, that in my mind aren't really. You have wild weather in Florida every spring. It's early. It's not quite spring yet. But do you think we can hang our hat on climate change for the weather that you're experiencing right now, or the weather that's being experienced up the coast? There's a big storm blowing through. The news media makes it sound like a big storm. In New England, the predictions have been four or five times big snow. They haven't had a big snow yet. So I just, what's the rap on it? How much conversation is devoted to just the weather, or does somebody always try to put a tag on it and connect it to climate change?
Oh, and it's always the seems like the favorite topic of discussion, even over politics. But at the same time, in many respects, Doug, when you look back over the years, it's just the typical pattern of weather this time of the year, always unpredictable. Some years it's worse than others. So far this year, up until this morning, early morning, like at midnight, 1 a.m., we've had a very, very mild winter, if you want to call it that. I can count on, I think, four fingers the number of days that our temperature has not at least reached 65 degrees.
Right.
So it's typical for this time of the year. It's pleasant, and especially when we get into spring training baseball, it's always delightful.
Right.
So
which, by the way, is next week. The pitchers and catchers show up next week, right?
That's right, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Spring can be only right around the corner. All right, so let's move from where John is down in Florida to where Victoria is in the nation's capital. The D.C. radio company is located in Washington. So have you had any weather? Do you want to spend a minute on this, or you want to jump into something else? I'm happy to know what the weather is like this weekend in Washington, if it's any different than it has been. They haven't had any snow. There must have been anything there.
No, it's going to be a very windy this weekend. As we speak, it is pitch black. Mm-hmm. Where I'm talking, it is pitch black, and it is so rainy that it is coming down in sheets.
Buckets. Right. Yeah. So you should feel right at home because your native England rains all the time.
No. No. No.
Although they have thunderstorms.
Lovely soft rain in England.
Yes. Right.
Soft.
That's very true.
Soft.
Yes. All right. Speaking of soft, and because you're there in the nation's capital, and because most of the focus, the three major stories are about the impeachment, State of the Union, and the voting in the presidential race, all of which have Washington buzzing. Of those three, Victoria, which one has occupied the most space when you've been talking on radio programs around the country so far this week?
You mean in the presidential race?
No, I mean the three stories, three impeachment, two State of the Union, one presidential race. Which of those three have occupied most of your time when you've been talking to people doing your interviews on stations?
Oh, I would say that the Iowa debacle, to a great extent, has been getting a tremendous amount of traction because there's so many ramifications. It's like this is because the Democrats are divided anyway, and if they can't get their act together, certainly President Trump is going to romp home. And it's like, okay, so, you know, they got hanging apps. And then, you know, then apparently the rules for counting the votes are so complicated that nobody understands them, despite the fact that you stand up in living rooms in Iowa and wave your hand in the air and call to Fred across the room and Jane across the room, come over and join our family, so everybody knows what's going on, but nobody understands how to count the votes. And then, you know, it's so complicated. So they got at least 100 precincts wrong, according to the reporting. And then and then Tom Perez, the Democratic chair, calls for re-canvassing, and then Iowa says, well, we're not sure we're going to do that, thank you very much. Yeah. So it's just a complete mess.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. A smile is worth a lot. What did they say? A smile is worth 1,000 words. Isn't that the expression? So if you want to make a lasting impression on somebody for Valentine's Day, maybe you try the advice I've been giving people for 8 years about using a fabulous product called Power Swabs to clean and brighten your teeth, brighten your smile, whiten it in 5 minutes with the all-natural way that is a formula exclusive to Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system on the planet. All you got to do is swab your teeth and go. Take the little tube when you get it, snap it open, take the Q-tip, rub your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see two shades brighter, and just keep doing that every 4 or 5 days, and you'll be amazed over a month or two at how much more wonderful your teeth look. Plus, there is an ingredient in Power Swabs that helps to rehydrate your enamel. So if you got sensitive teeth, you've tried a lot of other systems, and you haven't done what you wanted to do, you haven't gotten done the task of whitening your teeth the way you want to, got coffee stains, you got wine stains, tea stains, whatever, Power Swabs is the answer. Super fast, super easy to use, hygienist approved, great results in 5 minutes, and after a few days you'll have a brand new smile. So get on to the horn, 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you will be able to buy this at 40% off, plus take another $10 off, plus you get free shipping. Pretty good deal. Power Swabs today, with the results are fantastic. That's what you want. You want the results. You got nothing to lose because it's a guaranteed product. You don't like it 30 days, turn it back, and get your money back. 800-208-1797. Get the best smile the easy way. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. 1797 for Valentine's Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones and I, along with John Harper and Rich McFadden, on the Talk Radio Review. The Harvey Weinstein trial, there is much to be said. I don't know if you can encapsulate it quickly, Victoria, as to what people are... I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. I don't even know why there's any conversation about it, frankly.
Because it's revolting.
Yeah. That's very subtle. It is revolting, but we've heard the stories 900 jillion times. Throw the guy in jail and throw away the key. What's the big deal?
Well, we haven't really heard the stories because we haven't heard the testimony of his victims, who are being re-victimized naturally, because that's what happens, by his defense lawyers. He has excellent defense lawyers who are really being vicious to these women, and we're hearing the reporting on them. And many people are sort of learning for the first time a great deal about sexual assault victims and how they, you know, respond, how they behave and things like this. But we're also learning a great deal about the alleged horror of the alleged monstrosity of this man.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows the pimples on his back, what his private parts look like.
No!
Everybody knows he's a monster. 21 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, continuing on now with our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio with some of the best, the brightest lights in the biz, if you will. John Harper with us from WMEL. Mitch McFadden at the main headquarters, our originating network of Radio America. Victoria Jones is in with us from also another Washington-based outfit, the D.C. Radio Company. So we go back to you because I asked a question and we didn't technically hear the answer, John, about how Bloomberg is going over in Florida at this point as things sort of race to a different league, a different channel, as far as the Democrats are concerned, the people who are going to actually vote, not the people that are gas bags that are at the top trying to control everything and keep Bernie Sanders out. But what are the real people on the street saying about Bloomberg in Florida?
It's kind of interesting, Doug, in the fact that Bloomberg in the past week here in Florida seems to be catching some traction and or at least the interest of would-be voters toward him. A lot of people here in Florida, even though Sanders has a good base of popularity, a lot of people are concerned about Sanders and his political persuasion. A lot of people are concerned about Joe Biden. Buttigieg, he is a non-entity here in Florida. People do not like him at all. So the mayor from New York looks like he is gaining some traction and people are curious to want to know more about him.
Yeah, okay. So that's, I guess, a good sign, because it's nice to have some people. Maybe we learned something new for about, you know, a lot of people in the country don't know that much about him. So that's a good thing,
right,
in the sense that you learn something and it makes it a little bit more interesting. At least I think it does, and I hope other people do as well. The situation with the virus and what's going on there, man, this is a story and a half. Not that it really is something to worry about. I guess it is something to worry about in the sense that we don't want to get it. But when you compare the stats, and that's all I've done this week, the factual versus the innuendo, coronavirus, bad in China, is it going to spread here, remains to be seen. Is it very contagious? Yes. But when you consider how many people have died from this so far?
Over 600 is 600. The official number, but we need to bear in mind that in China, they're burying people very quickly and not always with autopsies,
right,
and we can't trust the numbers that the Chinese Communist Party is putting out.
I can't trust the Chinese for anything. The doctor who sounded the alarm was found dead. Supposedly he had the virus, but he was in a government hospital. I'm thinking they did an Epstein on him. They don't want him talking.
He already talked. He talked in December.
Yeah, this was payback. See you later. You can't trust the Chinese. You cannot trust the Chinese. Meanwhile, so far this year, as of yesterday, over 10,000 people have died in America of the regular, standard, ordinary issue virus called the flu. So we get all the attention. It's good to have the attention, good to know what's going on, good to protect yourself and all of that. But come on, in the light of eternity, the numbers last year, I think 72 or 74,000 people died in our country of the flu. Older people, immune system compromised, younger people, immune system compromised, and anybody who's going to die from this, whether it's over in China or whether it's anyplace else, is going to die because they have a weak immune system. Now, this is affecting a lot of things, like even the plans for the Olympics and who's going to be able to, if they don't get a hold of this thing, you can be sure China has shut itself down. And if you don't believe it, try to find a new Nissan in another month, because they shut the plants down because they can't get the parts out of China for that. And I'm thinking most of the other car companies are going to have the same problem because they get a lot of their parts from China. Right? I mean, think about it. Of all of the little tinkering things that go into a car, how many of them, we become dependent on China, and now that dependency is coming to roost. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year, we talk about is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy three. So you're actually getting four for the price of three and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Side, the operations director at Radio America. John Harper is here from WMEL in Florida. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. We haven't heard from Rich yet. I'm going to go to him first with sort of an overview of how you're running a politically based network that has hosts on it that are not necessarily like me. I'm not sure.
There's nobody like you.
So
that's a statement.
Chad Benson and I don't know why I have this thing about
Dana Lash's name.
Lash, exactly.
Uh-oh.
So the typical right wing radio host took off after Romney like a shot after the impeachment, and I wonder how Dana and Chad handle the Romney thing, because he's getting a lot of love from the Dems, and some people don't like him because, in case you didn't hear, he voted against one of the articles of impeachment,
right.
That is to convict Trump on one of the articles. So how did they handle it versus like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and Sean and that bunch?
That's interesting that you put Ben Shapiro in the same category as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity.
I think he's every bit in that category. He's very
he's as conservative.
Yeah.
Chad's a little bit more centered or open than maybe Dana would be. So Dana's your little bit more typical conversation, but she's going to be a lot more entertaining and fun and have fun with it. I don't know how much fun you can have with the Mitt Romney thing, but,
not too much. But,
yeah. I can imagine that both of them were riding him to an extent.
Yeah, good point. He was the talk of the town because he was the only Republican to vote to convict Trump on one of the articles. So that's what made it a focus, at least for a little while, anyway.
Yeah, just.
Get it over. Come on. Imagine if.
But he does it because
to try this again. If the Democrats,
if Schiff would try to, and they will
beat him on something else.
They will wait for Bolton to come out, for his book to come out. He said he's not going to talk until his book comes out. When his book comes out, they will try to question him. This will not end. They need to bruise him all the way up to the election. They think that they are making him look bad because of all of this. And even if they don't win, he's unelectable if he's confronted with all of this garbage.
Yeah.
And what they really are doing is just ensuring that his base and, you know, the middle here is what everybody's fighting for. I can't imagine what Nancy Pelosi did during the State of the Union speech, ripping that speech up, helped her ingratiate herself to the middle, to the center.
No. I think she embarrassed a lot of people.
I can't see where that's going to help them.
It probably doesn't help them very much. All right, so I won't go into you. The interesting thing is how Elizabeth Warren is and Joe Biden, big time, losing steam. It seems to be, if I were, and I am, I've said this before.
I don't know about that. He wasn't expected to do really well in Iowa anyway.
Well, he doesn't have any money anymore, Richie. He's out of money.
Yeah, I would wait till South Carolina or Nevada before you throw.
Oh, he'll probably
the
win
for Joe.
Some of that stuff there. He'll win, but that doesn't mean he's going to get enough money to beat the likes of Bloomberg, who's spending millions, tens of millions. Those of us in the radio and on the television are going to benefit from that because he's spending, and he's really it's been very effective. Very effective to this point.
Let me tell you, I don't know that all of this matters as much. I can't imagine that the Iowa caucus debacle helped the Democrats. I saw a video yesterday from one of the cable networks or one of the, it was the Hill TV. And the Democrat host was saying the Democrats have done more to ruin American elections than Russia ever could. And because of what a debacle and the mistrust that this thing was a mess. Why didn't they have this app vetted? Why didn't this app run through the Android and the Apple stores where it gets vetted better? Why did they run it through a third-party app store where the security is?
They have no common sense. And plus the fact that Pete Buttigieg is an investor in the company, there's a lot of skullduggery, I think. The Democrats don't want Bernie, and they're screwing around behind the scenes.
They don't understand. This is why guys like this is why Bernie and Donald Trump are so popular. Is because of things like this.
Well, they don't
because
see
of Bernie.
Big picture. They see their own insular world, and their world is to get somebody not like Bernie, but somebody in the middle to run and win. And that's they're not on the right road. Let me ask you. I want to spend some time here on Rush Limbaugh because I think there was the usual hate stuff that comes out of social media and the people that don't like him. And what I explained on the air is what obviously I believe to be the truth because I know Limbaugh. I don't know him as well now as I used to. But I will tell you that from my perspective, the reason he deserves the Medal of Freedom has really nothing to do with what he does on the air now. It has to do with what he did, whether knowingly or not, when it came to his presence on a lot of weak AM stations that were going nowhere in the 80s. They were ready because FM music stations had taken over. The AM band was floundering trying to find something. They were doing some. There was some good talk around in the 80s, but it didn't grab you by you know what. And Limbaugh came along, and all of a sudden people say, wow, what's this guy doing, and how is he doing it, and what's the, you know. And so with that, he started In August of 1988, with 46 stations that were left over from the old Daynet, maybe I'm in the weeds too much, but he then built on that out of a studio in New York at WABC, and it went to the point where at one point he had 634 affiliates, I think, if I remember the stats. He's in about the 500 range right now, and still the most influential of all, well, he and Sean, maybe it's
no doubt.
Talkers magazine says it's between the two of them. But the fact that he got it because he saved AM radio, I think that that's a noteworthy accomplishment, having nothing to do with the content of his program.
I would say that he created a town hall in this country that, to the likes of, we've never seen.
Right.
He created.
There's obviously a need for it, otherwise it wouldn't, nobody would have responded to it.
He created an open conversation before the internet that we could have never imagined before. It's amazing the what he was able to do. And
the old Rush
rooms
and stuff that he, I mean, it was entertaining, all that good stuff. All right, I want to have John's point of view on this and Victoria as well. John, go ahead. What was your reaction when Limbaugh, well, first of all, everybody reacted because he told people on the air at the end of his show on Monday that he had stage 4 lung cancer, which is, no matter how cryptic you want to look at it, boys and girls, this is not going to be, this doesn't end well for people who have that. So anyway, having said that, what do you sense, what do you hear, Dan?
The first thing I thought, Doug and everybody, was the fact that I hope Rush can be as successful at trying to beat lung cancer as Alex Trebek is in winning his battle against his form of cancer. I hope Rush has that same type of success. So I hold out a great deal of hope. Whether you like him or not with his politics, I hope nobody wishes him anything ill.
Well, but you see, the stuff on the social media has wished a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Hate. It's just
That's
awful.
Terrible.
John, can I interject one thing there? If Rush is able to beat this, do you think the conversation will go to it's because he's rich and has the best health care available to him?
Yeah, of course.
And it's not fair, and everybody should have that health care. Like, I can see where this is going. It's going to go. It's going to turn into the health care debate.
Well, okay, at least that's a healthy debate. Victoria, what do you hear? What do you sense? What are you thinking about this? You were in Washington. You watched what happened on Tuesday night when Mrs. Trump gave him the medal and his reaction to it, et cetera. So what's your sense of the reality?
Well, I mean, I thought it was really nice for him to be able to receive that. My main thoughts were still about his diagnosis and how very, very serious that is the tragedy of that for him and for anybody who is his loved one, because this is a really, really, really tough thing to deal with. And I just feel so much empathy and sympathy for him, because any type of cancer is hard. But when you speak for a living, lung cancer, that is just such a tough diagnosis. And I think this
he's a tough cookie. When he got that ear problem.
It doesn't matter. This is hard. This is hard, and this is very, very sad.
You know what? Have the positive outlook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't count him out. Have the positive outlook.
I'm not speaking to you.
It's just there's a conversation that's going on. This is bad. It's you know, they're making plans already. And
the crude reality behind the scenes. They are making plans.
Rishi, you're right. You're right. Yeah. And Doug, one further word. I totally agree on how he turned around the AM. Part of our industry and made a huge difference. And to this day, I mean, there are many stations. Mine was. I was
going to say, weren't you one of the first to sign on? It seems to me you were.
I sure was.
Yeah,
I sure was. And
like you were one of the first to sign on with me.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yes.
So hey, a great daily double there, but. It made a big difference in propelling my station into the ranks of one to be reckoned with almost overnight.
Yeah, right. Sure did. All right, so that's the Limbaugh reality. We continue with a few more comments here with our trio of talk radio experts on the Talk Radio Review. On the people's side of things, the list from Talkers Magazine includes the following names. From 10 to number 1, at number 10, Kirk Douglas and all the conversation about his passing at the age of 103. Harvey Weinstein, number 9. Rush Limbaugh, number 8, for good reason. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Adam Schiff is at 6. The various candidates for the Democratic presidential race are on, let's see, 5 and 4 and 3. So then we get to number 2, Nancy Pelosi, actually deserves to be in that position, the number 2 position, I think. And Donald Trump, number 1, for all of the obvious reasons. I'm trying to remember in my mind. I can't remember a week where Donald Trump hasn't been in the number 1 position. So he's there, and so we've got the overview. It really is pretty amazing when you get right down to it how much oxygen out of the room Bloomberg is getting now. And Amy Klobuchar, I noticed that they were together in print in a couple of places. I think they might be, listen, see what happens when the time comes, but I think that might be the team that takes on Trump and Pence. Let's see. Important names this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is sponsored by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults age 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, an educational online resource. The website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition, and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I think, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Here's the list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the stories for the next minute from 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Weinstein trial, the legalities, good heavens. Number 9, our involvement overseas in lots of different places, people beginning to argue a lot about whether we ought to be there or not. Number 8, the weather situation, and that always seems to flow into climate change. The weather's pretty wild, lots of wind blowing on the East Coast as we speak this weekend, a lot of rain and dark clouds, that sort of thing. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, Rush Limbaugh and his health diagnosis and getting the Medal of Freedom. Number 5, the Chinese situation. The coronavirus, number 4. Impeachment trial, number 3. State of the Union address, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week. You know, one of the things that's also obvious, and we'll cap the Rush conversation with this, he accomplished what he did because the FCC repealed the Fairness Doctrine. Prior to 1987, if I remember correctly, the FCC required all radio stations that were doing conversation radio to have what was called the equal time rule. You had one person on that had a point of view politically, then you had to have somebody else on to have that point of view discussed and a retort or whatever it is. When that rule went away, it opened the door for guys like Rush. I don't think a lot of people remember that, so something also.
That's a very good point.
Yep. All right. So the final moments here, a State of the Union address. Victoria, did you watch it? Did you listen to it? What was the takeaway?
I think the takeaway was that President Trump feels extremely freed to say and do whatever he wishes now. And this, of course, was before the acquittal. Now, some people might say he already did, but I think he feels completely unleashed.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, what's your takeaway from the State of the Union address?
I think Victoria is correct on that. I did not see it, but I heard people thought it was a brilliant speech. They thought it was well orchestrated, and it was a job well done. The way he presented people, gave away awards, whatever, but they thought overall it was an excellent speech. That's what I'm hearing.
Game well done also on your part. Thank you, John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, and also Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Appreciate you being here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
A classic heart attack, people have described it as someone clutching the left side of their chest as they're having this very severe pain that really doubles them over.
Cardiologist Dr. Rekha Manked says that may not be the case for a woman.
Chest pain still is part of the symptom profile. It's usually not the most severe symptom.
She says shortness of breath, nausea, and a powerful feeling of fatigue or unease can also signal a heart attack in a woman. And that pain?
They may have the pain going into their back, or even be located exclusively between their shoulder blades, or you can have it up into the neck, into the jaw.
Dr. Manked says the bottom line is there's more variation in heart attack symptoms in women, and women tend to wait to get them investigated.
Women are very quick to get their husbands in when something is happening, but when it's they themselves, they're putting it sort of on the end of a to-do list.
Dr. Manked says when it comes to heart health, you should put yourself first. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The latest in the world of technology, we actually, at the end of the week, go through the top five stories from the world of technology, and that's what we're all about here right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We go from number five to number one. At number five, Victoria, the new emoji designs that are going to be available pretty soon, and they're kind of a little out there, some of them, yeah?
Yeah, well, people who love to use emojis every year look forward to the Unicode Consortium. That's the nonprofit organization that sets the standards for emoji compatibility, and they release all the new symbols. So every year, people who love to use emojis, which is pretty much everyone, they like to see what's going to be hitting our smartphones pretty soon. So there are 117 new pictograms this year. They'll be rolled out, depending on what your carrier is, your cell phone carrier, they'll probably hit your phone at a different time, but it will be later this year. So there's some new things, lots of gender-neutral items this year. It's much more gender-inclusive. There's new symbols that are going to expand on the existing ones. So now that, you know, we have a gender-neutral Santa Claus and a bottle-feeding parent and women wearing tuxedos and the transgender flag. And so there's a whole lot of stuff that's out there. Some of the new ones, there's the dodo and the woolly mammoth, both extinct animals. I don't know what or how anyone would incorporate that into a conversation, but okay. Bubble tea, which has become, it started in Japan and has become just super popular as a drink around the world. Then there's an anatomical heart and lung, and so instead of just the heart symbol, we're actually going to start getting some organs in there. Again, sure, not really sure how I would incorporate that into conversations, but hey. And so this will all hit Google, Microsoft, and Apple. They've all been accepted, and we'll start to see this within rollout probably towards the end of the summer.
All right, next up, food delivery apps that are being bad girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a word of caution. If you use Postmates, Seamless, Grubhub, DoorDash, which so many people do, you have to really be careful now because they've been offering food from restaurants without their permission, meaning that the restaurants don't allow takeout or delivery of their food items, yet these places, these apps are actually saying, yeah, you can order from this restaurant, no problem, we'll pick it up for you. And in many cases, people are ordering food, then they're waiting an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, then they call the restaurant directly to say, hey, where's my order? And they find out it doesn't exist. So just be very cautious. If you're hungry, and this has happened to me, this has happened to a lot of people I know, just be really careful. Double check the restaurant's website first before ordering from an app and make sure that they actually even do take out.
Yep. All right. Number three, a couple of stories this week about apps.
This is an app that's getting a lot of buzz. It already has more than 10,000 signups in the States. It's called Free Trial Surfing. The concept, very simple. How many times have we all been stuck? You do a Hulu trial for 7 days. You do a meal delivery service for 7 days. Whatever it is, HBO, Netflix. You do the 7-day trial. You forget to cancel it before that 7 days is up. And then you get hit with the full price bill the next month. A lot of people go through this, and we just sort of forget to go in and cancel. You end up losing a lot of money. So this app, Free Trial Surfing, has a dummy credit card and personal details with a bank. So you go through the app, you sign up for whatever free trial you want, and then, because it's a dummy credit card that is half legit, it goes through, it gets processed through the system, and then when they try to charge you, the card is blocked from making other purchases. It's kind of genius. This is from 22-year-old Joshua Browder. He's a Stanford student, and he also developed another app that has called the Do Not Pay app, which is a robot legal service that helps fight parking fines and bank charges. It's been very successful. So within that app, you'll find the new free trial surfing app, and a lot of people seem to like it.
All right, number two this week, moving up toward number one, texting and how dangerous it is.
Yeah, texting while walking. We know that it's annoying, but now science is saying it's also dangerous. Using your phone as you walk is more likely to cause an accident than taking a call or listening to music, according to the new research. Texting was associated with a higher rate of near misses and failures to look left and right when crossing a road. And by comparison, they say talking on the phone was associated with only a small increase of risk, and listening to music had no notable impact. So texting and walking, not good. 270,000 pedestrians die every year globally. Most of them now because they're texting and walking. They're not. That's a fifth of all road traffic deaths. It's crazy.
Can't be that dumb. Number one this week, the alarm. Ding dong. Hello,
this
it's time
is one
to get
that,
up.
This is one I am practicing what I am preaching. I have set my alarm to a new melodic alarm, and I have to tell you, it really helps you wake up better than a jarring beep, beep, beep. So if you want to have a better, more productive morning by as many as 4 hours of better alertness and less grogginess, switch your alarm to a much more soothing sound and wake up in a nice, gentle way.
All right, that's the practical side of all of this, and Victoria's nothing if she isn't practical. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control.
Welcome to the all-new Best Outback Ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The price we're paying for a gallon of gas at the pump continues to drop.
In this case, 7 cents over the past 2 weeks and down 11.5 cents in a month. The new average price for a regular grade is $2.53. And there might be a few more smallish declines from here.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the decline coincides with falling crude oil costs. The highest she found, $3.54 a gallon in the San Francisco area. Lowest, $2.04 in Baton Rouge. And diesel down a nickel at $3 even. In what's being described as an insider attack, two U.S. soldiers were killed, six others wounded in Afghanistan.
The incident took place late Saturday in Nangarhar province. The U.S. military says a person dressed in an Afghan army uniform opened fire with a machine gun on a combined U.S.-Afghan force. It says the cause or motive behind the attack is being investigated. An Afghan defense ministry official says the shooter was an Afghan soldier who had argued with the U.S. forces before opening fire, adding he was not a Taliban infiltrator. In addition to the two Americans killed, Afghanistan's defense ministry says one Afghan soldier was also killed and three injured. A member of the provincial council tells the Associated Press the gunman was killed in the attack. The incident brings to six the number of U.S. service members killed in Afghanistan so far this year. I'm Ben Thomas.
Mainland China's reported another rise in cases of the new virus after a sharp decline the previous day, while the number of deaths grew by 97 to 908. At least two more outside the country. On Monday, China's health ministry said another 3,062 cases had been reported over the previous 24 hours. That raises the Chinese mainland's total of those infected to 40,171. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Bastion Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Federal investigators say the helicopter that crashed, killing Kobe Bryant, was 100 feet from clear skies. We get more from correspondent Mike Rossia.
The pilot of the helicopter that crashed on January 26th, killing Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others, appears to have experienced spatial disorientation. The National Transportation Safety Board said Friday veteran pilot Arizaboyan told air traffic control he was climbing to 4,000 feet to get out of thick clouds. But the NTSB says the helicopter ascended to only 2,300 feet before entering a high-speed descent and left turn. The helicopter slammed into a hillside at more than 180 miles per hour. Camera footage reviewed later showed the helicopter was just 100 feet from the top of the clouds when it went into the dive. I'm Mike Rossia.
And you can check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Bloody New York City this weekend. A gunman opens fire on New York City police last night, wounding an officer. Less than 24 hours later, he allegedly walked into a police station and opens fire again, wounding another police officer. We get the latest on all of this from correspondent Julie Walker.
Both officers are recovering. Meanwhile, police are investigating how that shooter, caught on video and the subject of an intense manhunt, could have just calmly walked into the 41st precinct in the Bronx Sunday, took out a gun, and started shooting.
We are confident that he is the same person
who attempted to assassinate our police officers.
Commissioner Dermot Shea and Mayor Bill de Blasio both blame vitriol against police.
You can protest for whatever you believe in, but you cannot vilely attack those who are here to protect us.
And they both say this is what it leads to. Julie Walker, New York.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Step right up to the historic Cascade Theater for an evening of engaging family entertainment when Cirque Mechanics returns to Reading February 11th. Part mechanical invention, part high-flying circus, Cirque Mechanics' new show plays tribute to the lore of the 1800s circus with acrobatics, aerialists, mechanical marvels, and a bit of clowning around. Don't miss the spectacular show February 11th. Get tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Reading all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Trademark of FCAUS LLC.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready to go, we are with the Talk Radio Countdown Show for yet another week. The week of February 3rd to the 7th is under our scrutiny. When I say ours, I say mine and Michael. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as he is every week, to put a scope on this week's talk radio, the top 10 stories and people. So, Michael, this week has been a fabulous week for conversation. I would say that there isn't a... Sometimes there's, you know, I guess the element of hit or miss and what do people really want to focus on. Sometimes it's top heavy. The list gets top heavy toward the you know, 4, 3, 2, 1. But there really is lots of meat here. And so would you please go through the story list for us and the people list so we got a handle on what our discussion will be through the course of the hour. This week was anything but boring, Doug. At number 10, we have the Harvey Weinstein trial and the Me Too movement, and that's in a tie with the death of movie icon Kirk Douglas. At number 9, various and sundry U.S. foreign wars. At number 8, world weather stats and climate change. At number 7, a bunch of the perennials, immigration reform, health care reform, race relations, and gun control. At number 6, the Rush Limbaugh diagnosis. And his receiving the Medal of Freedom. At number 5, the U.S.-China trade war and the economy. At number 4, the Wuhan coronavirus. At number 3, the impeachment trial and the acquittal of Donald J. Trump. At number 2, the State of the Union address. And at number 1, the presidential race, the Iowa caucus, and concern over voting integrity. That's the way the 10 categories. Da-da-da-da-da. And then we go to the people. Yes. Number 10, Kirk Douglas. Number 9, Harvey Weinstein. Number 8, Rush Limbaugh. Number 7, Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney. At number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Mike Bloomberg and Amy Klobuchar. At number 4, Pete Buttigieg and Elizabeth Warren. Number 3, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. And number 1, of course, Donald Trump. A crazy week. Mm-hmm. Certainly was active and lots of good conversation. Unfortunately, some of the folks that are on the right spent a lot of time with the top two or three and didn't get into it depends on the point of view of the station and what they want to accomplish. What is it they say? Play the hits. Remember when we were jocks, the bosses always said, play the hits. That was in an era that we could pick the music, actually. You got to play the hits. And, yeah, the hits are certainly the top four or five. But that's how the Talk Radio Countdown actually began, because you were listening to music radio countdowns and you said, hey, why can't we have a countdown for the talk world? And that's where this came from.
Well, my background in radio is both music and talk. So a lot of my work is marked by the blending of both skills.
Yep, and that's why some of us who have come from that era, both you and I have the same background. Actually, Limbaugh has the same background. He was a disc jockey and a newsman before he became a talk radio personality, and that's why I think one of the things that contributed to those who have had sustenance, they understand what the meat and potato is behind the scenes of what it takes to get people to stick around. There's time spent listening. I don't know how, you know, sometimes you don't get into it. We maybe don't want to dig too deep a hole here, but there are various elements that make up how people are measured in their success.
Well, you touch on a few things that are worth talking about for a second. The three elements that broadcasters are most concerned about for people who are interested is, one, how many people are listening at any given moment, how many different people listen in the course of a week, and how long the people listen. That's called time spent listening. The total of all the audience is called the cum for cumulative. And the moment-to-moment is called your quarter-hour average or quarter-hour share. There's a little behind-the-scenes lingo, folks, about the radio business.
Well, let's pursue the Limbaugh thing, because I think that really does have sustenance. As you said, we've got lots of things to do here in this hour. But I do think Rush Limbaugh deserves a lot of attention. And one of the things, I found something in a trade newspaper when I was looking up some stuff, doing a little background, remembering Limbaugh and I started at the same time doing national stuff back in 1988. And he said something that that has stayed with me, and it actually ended up in print. He, on the air, said, quote, "A good radio guy or girl paints the pictures you see, or you do it yourself. But the intimacy that radio can cause to happen also enhances persuadability." Out the wazoo, as a matter of fact, was the expression he used, because it's in that intimacy that you develop the trust and the believability, hopefully, the audience will invest in you. And there's nothing more true than that. And he's the epitome of it. And thus, in my mind, he deserved the Medal of Freedom, not for necessarily the content of his program, although without the content he wouldn't have been as successful as he was and is, but because he saved AM radio. That's a national AM radio. We grew up with it. It's a vibe. It's a very important part of half the country's entire life. And so the fact that he almost single-handedly, if not single-handedly, saved what was dying, you know, all of the music had gone to FM, so what are they going to do on AM? They had to find somebody who would make it, who would be a lightning rod that would make people say, wow. And that's what he was and is. Don't you agree? I mean, that's why.
To a certain extent, I agree. Yeah. I don't like to speak in extremes, like somebody saved AM radio or somebody is single-handedly responsible. I look at it more as he's to radio what Elvis Presley was to rock and roll. I mean, there are a lot of other rockers. You know, there was Buddy Holly, and there was, and you know, there are people like Larry King, Howard Stern, Doug Steffen. I mean, hundreds of people made this scene grow. He was the spark plug. He was the biggest star.
Yeah,
and
right.
So
right.
We're saying the same thing, but I just
well, you've been over the years until the last couple of years. He dominated the Heavy 100 at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com.
I would say being number two the last 2 years to Sean Hannity still comes under the category of dominate.
Yes. Yeah. You know? The top three or five or whatever.
And he certainly, as the editorial board is putting together the list for 2020, there's a very good chance he will bounce back into number one for all the reasons that we've discussed.
Ah, wow, there's an insight. Look at that, boys and girls. You got an insight from the guy who helps to put the list together with the rest of his staff. Yeah, I think that makes good sense. All right, so we'll continue. Lots of other things in our focus here. You have the expertise of Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Moving on now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, with some of the opportunities we have each week to talk, get the insight from Michael and all of the staff's research into these stories. So I think we've had our say about Rush Limbaugh and what the realities are. So now we talk about the coronavirus. And the headline that I come up with, Michael, is just sort of a comparison, not necessarily fact and fiction, but to realize that there are 700-800 people who have died because they got this coronavirus since it became apparent in, 1st of December, I think, and then compare that to the fact that over 10,000 people have died in America alone of the regular flu since the beginning of the year, kind of on balance, it seems, okay, what are we worrying about? Well, I mean, I think it's important for people to have the information, don't you? Or is there a danger that we go off on the deep end here?
Well, you know, you bring up a very interesting topic, and that is how we emotionalize our priorities in terms of what we consider to be danger. You know, we get all crazy about things based upon how dramatic they are as opposed to the actual numbers. There are many things that are far more dangerous than other things, and yet we talk about the other things because of the drama. And I think the thing that separates the coronavirus from, say, the average flu is that you get the flu and you recover. But the coronavirus, there's much more chance of dying from it. Not that it's a terminal disease. It's not. But it's a far more vicious
apparently
type
it,
of
it is
virus.
Terminal if you're the whistleblower. I got a kick out of people saying, oh, he died of the virus. Baloney, died of the virus. He got Epstein by the Chinese. They had him in a hospital room and bingo, see you later. That's the way I look at it anyway.
That's very interesting. That's very interesting. It's very possible. That's not beyond what they might do.
No. And then you look at the ramifications and the ripple down. See, this is the fabulous aspect of talk radio because there's so many different directions you can go in. Do you know how many car parts in cars manufactured all over the world, how much the car manufacturers depend on parts from China, and the fact that one after another after another after another of the car manufacturing plants are shutting down because China is shut down. They've closed all the factories. They've closed everything. All of the store, Amazon's closed. Apple's closed. All the car manufacturing. Nissan this week stopped production entirely because they can't get parts from China. And you look at, see the trickle-down effect that's going to have on the economy. Wow.
Yeah. If you look at our survey this week, at number 4 is the Wuhan coronavirus, and at number 5 is U.S.-China trade war and the economy. 4 and 5 are connected. The coronavirus is not just a health and medical story. It's an economic story. It's having a tremendous impact on the economy of the world.
It really, and it will, it's just started now. Until they can get a handle on, you know, what's going on, or how to do whatever you have to do to eradicate it. You know, some of these things kind of peter out on their own. It's hard to tell whether this is going to do that or not. But in the meantime, there has never been, at least in the modern era that I can remember, something happening that had this large an impact on the economy of the world. And you see the stock market kind of gurgling. Trump in his State of the Union speech said, oh, everything's fabulous, and we're going to have a wonderful year and elect me because I'm the best.
Have you ever seen a State of the Union where the president didn't use it as a laundry list of his accomplishments?
Of course. It's always the economy's
fabulous.
Matter of
fact, I was watching one channel ran clips of each topic going all the way back, I think, to Nixon and Eisenhower and Truman, you know, all these, and they all say the same thing. You know, America has never been stronger. It's amazing, and it seems so persuasive when you watch it, and 2 days later it evaporates.
Yeah, but at any rate, and that may be the case if Trump doesn't win. I still think it's anathema to a lot of people, but I still think there's a real chance that Trump won't win, and we'll see what happens. A lot can happen between now and November, that's for sure. And we'll talk about the President's State of the Union address as we continue here to address the issues of the week as they have been attended to by some of the great talk radio stations and hosts around the country. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart-toppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
645.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go. Back again with a focus, the continuing focus, if you will. This is a program people really look forward to every week because it gets to the heart of the matter of so many of the stories that are so impassionately discussed by some of our best hosts. And so the impeachment trial, I don't know what there is to say about that, Michael. It's over, except I'm afraid... I don't know if afraid's the right word, but well, some of the Democrats are dumb enough to try it again.
I think the Democrats really shot themselves in the foot with this thing. I think it was insanely stupid for them to have an impeachment against the president when the numbers were so stacked against them. Now, some people say it's their constitutional duty if they believe he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. Win, lose, or draw, they had to do it. But come on, grow up. We live in the real world. And from a political perspective, it was suicidal because what they have done is they have made him stronger than ever, and what they have done is they've created a precedent whereby presidents can get away with murder now, using this as a case where the president basically did the old Nixon thing of saying if the president does it, it's not illegal, which was a joke when President Nixon, when ex-President Nixon said it during the Frost interview.
As he found out the hard way.
As he found out the hard way. Well, Trump has reversed that, and he can thank Nancy Pelosi and company for doing that. So they really did a disservice to the country by extending their reach further than their grasp.
All right, so then let's address some of the partial conversation that focused on the childishness of both Trump and Pelosi. Trump won't shake her hand. She rips up the speech. That became sort of, you're talking about watching clips. I think I watched that a couple of times and thought to myself, what are we dealing with here? These two people, for God's sakes, they have the most important jobs in the country, and they're acting like they're 5 years old. My grandson's got more maturity than that. You don't shake her hand. Oh, come on. And she rips up the speech.
I'm not sure. In Trump's defense, I'm not sure that he noticed that she put her hand
up. Well, maybe not. He might not have.
That's a 50-50 to me.
Yeah,
as far as her ripping up the speech, that to me I just think was a horrible idea. Some people think it was a bold statement on her part, you know, and there are a lot of people who love her, you know, feistiness. But I just think it was a bad form, and I don't know whether she thought of it at the moment or whether it was premeditated. But as far as Trump is concerned, I watched it. You know what it reminded me of? It was like watching a football video to see whether he stepped outside the line or he didn't. Was his knee on the ground or was it not? And I don't think Trump noticed that her hand was out because he was already pivoting around. And plus, hey, when you're about to make a State of the Union speech, you got a lot on your mind.
I think you may be right. Yeah, you give him the benefit of the doubt in that circumstance, but her tearing up the speech was very immature anyway. So thinking about it and then realizing that it's not the end of the world, it's just one more thing for people to glom onto.
Well, think about it. This is astonishing that we have had this reality show at the State of the Union. The Speaker of the House rips up the president's speech at the end of the program on national TV. This is astonishing that we even consider this to be normal at this point and move on. Think about it.
Yeah. And well, think about the whole thing and how these people are so out of touch. Is it really that bad that they are that out of touch with the reality? I remember George Bush not having any money to pay for a loaf of bread. Remember that? And how everybody said, he's so out of touch. But how can these people misread the tea leaves as badly as they have? In fact, they've done the opposite of what they wanted to do. They wanted to take him down. Instead, they threw gas on the fire for his reelection campaign. Unless they come up with a stronger candidate, they've given it to him.
Or unless something happens between now and November that renders this ancient.
Yeah, well, that always, the possibility of that for sure. Continuing on, stay tuned, more. Next half hour will be exciting as this half hour has been on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there?
one without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months. And I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with His Excellency Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And here I am, Doug Steffen, holding on for dear life to find out what Michael is thinking and what he's heard and what the review staff has come up with regard to some of these important conversations. The Weinstein, I was appalled. That's something that didn't get the time I think that it deserves because of the way the lawyers are talking to those women. I don't know if you saw or talked about any of that stuff, but that that man, if you can even use that term for him, and the way those lawyers are going after those that poor woman. Yeah. Oh, what a disgusting
way. Too many. Look, first of all, you're innocent until proven guilty. I believe in that. Yeah. However, I think that this particular case rises beyond that principle in terms of, I think it's not a he said, she said situation when you have 80 women complaining or 6 women testifying and the type of emotional meltdown that we saw. This got a lot of coverage on Court TV, which was sort of an alternative universe to the...
It used to be more important than it was.
Yeah.
It is now.
Yeah, this would have been... This trial would have been gigantic if it weren't for the fact that we're going through the most remarkable political times of our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So it wound up at number 10. It's gigantic, but I guess, you know, we're all focused on politics.
Well, are we focused on getting over? In the case of the Weinstein thing, I don't know that you can ever get over that. And I think it's a disservice to the people who were attacked by him and that whole scenario. And it continues to a certain extent. Do you know there are 500 television shows, never mind the movies, there are 500 television shows in production here in Los Angeles right now. I mean, unprecedented. It used to be if there were 50 in production, that would be a lot. But with all of the, and so the influence of some of these people or the stuff they get away with, there's so much trafficking going on. Everybody's running out of the studio. One actor I know who's got 3 different shows he's doing, and he told me the other day he forgot, he used some lines from one show on the other show because he forgot what show he was on. Actually, while he was taping.
So what you're saying is, it's a booming time for producers and actors.
And so does that take its toll? Do guys like Weinstein, who may still be around today, get away with stuff because everybody's just so busy and they don't take note? Or are we focused so much on what people do that this can't be hidden anymore, never be hidden again?
Are you saying that he got away with it for so many years before it finally surfaced? Is that what you're talking about?
Because there weren't other... Well, I think that, and then the fact that somebody stepped forward and then everybody else did the Me Too thing.
Well, the reason that he got away with it for so many years is so many people had an interest, a self-interest on a financial and business level in his continuing.
Well, let's... Go
people
ahead,
buy into a lie if they benefit by it.
Well, let's... That's a good... Let me just... push that a little bit further down the road with you, if I may. Radio, television, print media, or whatever's online, podcasting, when you think about how aggressively some of the stations, the programs, the apps, the websites, the podcasts protect certain... I'm thinking about Monsanto and Bayer and how this week the government, the EPA said that don't worry about using Roundup, it's okay. So that was something that everybody heard. All right, this is horrible, horrible. On the other side, without much to do about it, Bayer announced they were going to pull Roundup from the stores and not make it available for the average home gardener. So, you know, that's... But yet the television's radio stations, because they make so much money playing spots for Bayer aspirin or all the products. I mean, you have no idea how many companies these people own, and so they force, if you will, you keep up that conversation, I'm going to pull all my ads. I think that's something that influences talk radio sometimes, don't you? I mean, reality really doesn't advertising affect what's on the radio?
And I think advertising affects what's on the media.
Yeah.
But as I said before, I think that money... plays a role in people choosing what they will be offended by and what they won't, what they will come forward to testify about and what they'll keep quiet about. And certainly, I believe, to a certain extent, platforms in the media will look the other way if somebody gets in trouble or a company has a problem that they draw sustenance from. This is human nature, and this is one of the conundrums that we deal with in a free marketplace in which there's freedom of speech, journalism, and advertising all under the same roof. It's complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, well, with that, the personal opinions of people now that anchors think it's important for you to know what they think. I don't really give a damn. I want to be able to think what I can think. No. But I do. Go ahead.
That's part of the way to get ratings is the opinion, the opinionating.
But why is that? That's a fascinating. Please go down that road.
Because it's the Daily Dance of Ephraim. It started when
Limbaugh. Did it start with Limbaugh?
Limbaugh was part of that, but it started when programmers began to realize that by telling people what they already think and what they believe, it resonates, and they're more likely to like you. So instead of just putting the information out there and attracting whatever audience is interested, they specifically target audiences and affirm their already held notions and feed them what they want and preach to the choir, and that seems to be a surer way to get ratings and revenue.
Yeah, well, it is. That's again why I like having you here, because you give us the insight into what kind of is in the. What's the old expression? You love the sausage, but you don't want to see how it's made.
there's a degree of that, and it hasn't always been that way. Although it has been that way to one degree or another, going back to the beginning of media. I mean, yellow journalism goes back into the 1800s.
Yeah, I remember the
sensationalism and lying and hyperbole. It's not like these days are that much different than the way it's been in different forms over the decades and centuries.
I think you're right. People may be the same, but the way that the information is disseminated, I mean, think about yourself. Even 100 years ago, 200 years ago, nobody knew what was going on, you know, up in the next town for a week or two, and they didn't know what was going on in Washington, 13 original colonies. It took them... How long to get the declaration signed? About 3 months?
Yeah, it was slower. Part of the situation today is because how quickly things move. So it feels different, but it's basically, if you made it in slow mo, it would be the same as it was in the 1800s.
All right, continuing on, Michael Harrison is here from the Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Council.
Here's the list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the stories for the next minute from 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Weinstein trial, the legalities, good heavens. Number 9, our involvement overseas in lots of different places, people beginning to argue a lot about whether we ought to be there or not. Number 8, the weather situation, and that always seems to flow into climate change. The weather's pretty wild, lots of wind blowing on the East Coast. As we speak this weekend, a lot of rain and dark clouds, that sort of thing. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, Rush Limbaugh and his health diagnosis and getting the Medal of Freedom. Number 5, the Chinese situation. The coronavirus, number 4. Impeachment trial, number 3. State of the Union address, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
A classic heart attack, people have described it as someone clutching the left side of their chest as they're having this very severe pain that really doubles them over.
Cardiologist Dr. Rekha Mankad says that may not be the case for a woman.
Chest pain still is part of the symptom profile. It's usually not the most severe symptom.
She says shortness of breath, nausea, and a powerful feeling of fatigue or unease can also signal a heart attack in a woman. And that pain?
They may have the pain going into their back. Or even be located exclusively between their shoulder blades. Or you can have it up into the neck, into the jaw.
Dr. Mankad says the bottom line is there's more variation in heart attack symptoms in women, and women tend to wait to get them investigated.
Women are very quick to get their husbands in when something is happening, but when it's they themselves, they're putting it sort of on the end of a to-do list.
Dr. Mankad says when it comes to heart health, you should put yourself first. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
On the people's side of things, the list from Talkers Magazine includes the following names. From 10 to number 1, at number 10, Kirk Douglas and all the conversation about his passing at the age of 103. Harvey Weinstein, number 9. Rush Limbaugh, number 8, for good reason. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Adam Schiff is at 6. The various candidates for the Democratic presidential race are on, 5 and 4 and 3. So then we get to number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Actually deserves to be in that position, the number 2 position, I think. And Donald Trump, number 1, for all of the obvious reasons. I'm trying to remember in my mind. I can't remember a week where Donald Trump hasn't been in the number 1 position. So he's there, and so we've got the overview. It really is pretty amazing when you get right down to it how much oxygen out of the room Bloomberg is getting now. And Amy Klobuchar, I noticed that they were together in print in a couple of places. I think they might be, see what happens when the time comes, but I think that might be the team that takes on Trump and Pence. Let's see. Important names this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The continuing focus on the charts from Talkers Magazine to Talkers.com, the people list. You know, one of the things that the Republicans and some of the right-wing talk hosts are gloating about how Joe Biden did or didn't do in Iowa and all that, the hoopla that goes with it. How is it, we in danger of doing, of counting him out too soon? What do you think?
I don't think we're in danger of anything. I think that the Republicans who think that Joe Biden is the most formidable candidate the Democrats can offer and are celebrating his demise had better think again. I think that several other candidates that are Democratic potential nominees are far stronger than Biden. I think that Trump will steamroll Biden, but I don't know if he could steamroll even Buttigieg, Amy, Bernie,
Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
I respect
the potential that Bloomberg has, objectively speaking. I have moved a little bit toward understanding your position.
Okay.
I still don't think he'll make it, but I don't think that you're being outrageous by thinking he's a potential candidate.
Right. We can go to one of the betting sites and we'll put a couple of bucks on it and see. All right.
How horrible that that politics has become a spectator sport.
The betonline.ag, they have tons of positions on all this stuff. Who is Trump going to make it? He's not going to make it. All of that stuff. And then it just is very distracting. I want to spend a minute talking about Kirk Douglas because he meant more maybe to our generation, some of the people listening that are younger. He was a major impact in the movie world, starting in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. What a fabulous life he led. And is there a better scene than in Spartacus when the Romans are asking, where's Spartacus? And everybody gets up and says, I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! Yeah. I mean, I get goosebumps when I think of that.
Yeah, yeah. No, he played amazing roles. He was a great actor. He was an author. He wrote tons of books, novels. He was an activist, a philanthropist. He was nominated for 3 Academy Awards. He won the Lifetime Achievement Award. He also was a recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, as was Rush Limbaugh this past week. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he did was he stood up bravely, fearlessly, for the blacklisted actors back in the McCarthy era in the 50s, and was one of the forces that broke that negative chapter of political and Hollywood history.
Yep, he did a lot. I think that it was very interesting, all of the various roles. And he was very, as you said, very political. He came to this country. I don't think he was born here, but if he was just barely born here. His name, being Jewish, was a name that I can't even, I remember seeing it, but I can't pronounce it. But it was so Jewish that the people who were in Hollywood at the time said, you better change your name, because otherwise you're not going to make it. And so he did change his name to Kirk Douglas from whatever.
I think his name was Spielberg.
No. No. But you see, that's a difference. See, that was the next generation. Spielberg was the generation after him and didn't make any difference. Well, and Spielberg's name doesn't sound, let's face it.
I mean, came up with one, you know.
Yeah, right.
We go through periods where ethnicity is looked at as a badge of honor or as exotic, and other times in history when people wanted to have general American names. It's all crap.
Well, but why?
It's superficiality. It really is. And, you know, names like Rock Hudson. Think about
right.
it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
His name was Isidore.
Clark Gable. John Wayne.
Right. John Wayne's real name is Marion
Morrison. Rip Torn, yeah.
And he and Rip Torn, right. He and Kirk Douglas were great friends, even though they were opposite ends of the public. They did three or four movies together. Had a great time. His name, he was born as Isidore Danielovich. That was his name.
Danielovich doesn't sound Jewish to me. It sounds Russian.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Eastern
yeah.
European.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Vladimir Danielovich, the Prime Minister of Russia.
The last of the golden era. But think about the fact that he did all these movies and he went and survived through a stroke is really pretty amazing.
Not to mention, he brought us Michael Douglas.
Yes, he did, for sure. Michael Harrison, I bring you Michael Harrison every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out talkers.com, please, for the lists and all the info that's there about the fabulous world of talk radio. Here's something that's fabulous, a way for you to lose weight. Lose weight and keep it off. Matter of fact, the people at Calitrin are happy to brag. I don't know, I'm bragging, maybe they don't use the term brag, but they have an 86% success rate. Can you imagine that? Any product in that space that has an 86% success rate? I don't know why you'd try anything else. This doesn't hurt. Take four capsules a night when you go to bed, and over a six-month period, you'll lose the weight and keep it off. It's a golden opportunity for you right now to get in, lose the weight, and keep it off. Go to Calitrin.com and use the code DJV. Discounts on every bottle equal $20. $20 off each bottle. That's the discount. Use the code DJV. Lose the weight thanks to Calitrin.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Coming to the Cascade Theater February 21st, The Doo-Wop Project. Featuring Broadway stars from Jersey Boys and Motown the Musical, The Doo-Wop Project recreates pop hits from Frankie Valli and The Temptations, and they doo-wopify some of today's biggest chart toppers like Jason Mraz, Maroon 5, and Amy Winehouse. The Doo-Wop Project, February 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here on the Countdown. Lawyer, college professor, certainly an expert in many fields. He's devoted a lot of his time and expertise, legal expertise, to studying and writing about scams, providing you with the latest info. There's a book called Identity Theft Alert that is up to date, and it tells you exactly what to do and how to do it when it comes to being confronted by scams and being hacked and all of that stuff. So check it out at scamicide.com. Well, let's see. Where do we start here, Steve Arena?
You know, you could actually start with a scam, because something that hasn't been getting a lot of play as far as the scam aspect, but has been in the news, is the coronavirus.
Yeah,
and the Securities and Exchange Commission is warning people about what they call pump and dump schemes, where people are getting emails or text messages about this company that's got a cure or a treatment for the coronavirus, and you can invest in this ahead of the market. And of course, the scammers have already found small cap companies that really don't have any kind of treatment. They buy the stock low. People, for some reason, believe these emails and text messages. They buy up the stock. The stock gets a high price, and then the scammers dump their shares, and all of a sudden the stock drops. So that and a lot of phony treatments, including masks that don't work, are out there taking advantage of people.
Yep, for sure. And then there's the whole business about whether it's really as bad as one thinks when you compare it to the results of the regular flu here that already this year has killed over 10,000 people.
Yeah, I mean,
have to weigh it in balance here.
It's far worse here right now.
Yeah, it is. It's horrible. Right. Okay, we must spend some time talking about the legal aspects of Harvey Weinstein's trial. I never know whether I call him Weinstein. I call
Me
him
neither.
A creep. All right. So pimples on his back, the size of his you-know-what, that all became part of the trial this week, and the disgusting, I'm going to say this, one of your brethren, that damn lawyer that represents Weinstein, what a cretin. Good God, the way he manhandled that, some of those witnesses, jeepers. What a
you know, and outrage. That always is the, and he very well may be a creep, but it's always the most difficult part if you are defending someone in that position. It's a jury. And so if you come across like he did to you, if you're one of those jurors, you're going to find this guy guilty. On the other hand, you have to try and bring out flaws in the stories. And that's the delicate line that they had go on. To me, one of the most interesting things of this, which much of the media hasn't picked up on, there were six separate people, women that testified as far as alleged attacks on them. But he is only on trial for two. And generally, these other women would not be allowed to testify. They would say even if he did something to them, it doesn't relate to the two that form the basis of these charges. But where the prosecution was able to get these women to testify is by saying he had a pattern. And by showing the pattern that he did in assaulting these various women, it supported the story even more of the two that he's actually accused of. But I find it hard to imagine Harvey Weinstein coming out of this trial very well.
I hope not. You know, and I try not to prejudice things because I do believe in America. Yeah, the way you know it works, proven. Well, the news media makes you guilty oftentimes, and you're not proven. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. Okay.
Yep.
So that didn't hold. Number three this week, that didn't hold very well in the impeachment trial either. What's the definition of the word trial?
Whatever you want it to be when it comes to this
really?
Kind of a situation. And that was it. The trial was what Mitch McConnell wanted it to be. He controlled that that Senate. They call it a trial, but in fact it doesn't have to meet any of the conditions of what we would have under federal rules of civil procedure, under federal criminal trial laws, nothing, absolutely nothing. And unfortunately there's no guidance in the Constitution when it comes to this. So it frankly was a political thing that was a mockery of a trial. If you want to go strictly on the law, yes, there is absolutely no question that President Trump violated the law. I mean, no question. The question is, did those amount to high crimes and misdemeanors? You know, I think he should have been convicted, but I can certainly understand someone taking the position that even though he was guilty of these crimes, and they were crimes, that they didn't rise to the level of high crime and misdemeanor. But even when there, we don't have a lot of precedent. So impeachments are, unfortunately, because of the way the rules are, always just going to be political spectacles.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a lawyer and the expert when we come to looking at the stories from a legal point of view, he's the man we go to here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. New York City police say the same gunman is responsible for back-to-back shootings that targeted New York City police officers. Commissioner Dermot Shea.
A male approaches the two officers who were sitting in the marked police van and engages them in conversation, we believe asking them for directions. Without provocation, the man pulls out a gun. The operator of the van yells gun and immediately attempts to put the car into drive and pull away from the scene.
One officer was injured in the second shooting. Both officers are expected to fully recover. President Trump is preparing a budget plan to be delivered on Monday that rehashes previously rejected spending cuts while leaving Social Security and Medicare benefits intact. Final push in New Hampshire this weekend ahead of Tuesday's first in-the-nation primary. Senator Bernie Sanders says he's looking to make a big change.
I'm asking for your help to stand with me to help transform our economy and transform our government so that finally we will have a government that represents all of us, not just wealthy campaign contributors.
Meanwhile, Sanders' campaign plans to ask for a partial recanvass of the results of last week's Iowa caucuses. The announcement comes ahead of Monday's deadline for candidates to ask the Iowa Democratic Party to recanvass the results. Meanwhile, the state party released updated results Sunday showing Pete Buttigieg leading Sanders by two state delegate equivalents. Police in Arlington, Texas say a 16-year-old boy was fatally shot by another teen who the victim had stopped from bullying a few days earlier. Officers say the teen died Thursday after being shot by the other teen, described as being between 13 and 15 years old, and who lived at the same apartment complex as the victim. Asian stock markets slid Monday after China reported an uptick in new cases of the virus outbreak. More at townhall.com.
Bastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Federal antitrust regulators say a proposed merger that would combine old-school shaving company Schick with the upstart Harry's would end up costing consumers some skin. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
The Federal Trade Commission has sued to block Edgewell Personal Care's $1.37 billion acquisition of Harry's, which was supposed to be finalized this year. The FTC argues that bringing two major shaving brands together would hurt competition. Edgewell Schick is the number two razor maker in the U.S. behind Gillette. Both brands were forced to slash prices and overhaul their marketing strategies in recent years' response to the rise of Harry's and rival Dollar Shave Club, which both started as direct-to-consumer digital brands. Jeremy House reporting.
On this date in 1825, the House of Representatives elected John Quincy Adams president after no candidate received a majority of electoral votes. News and analysis, townhall.com. Prices at the pump are lower. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says two major factors account for the latest drop.
One is lower crude oil prices, and the other reason is very abundant gasoline supplies. Right now, OPEC is trying to force an agreement with its collaborators to cut production substantially, but there's no agreement as of yet.
And the average price of a gallon of regular gas dropped 7 cents to $2.53 over the past 2 weeks, but Lundberg says that's still 19 cents higher than we paid a year ago. Police say a man carrying a knife was arrested outside the White House Saturday after he told a Secret Service officer he was there to kill the president. The 25-year-old was arrested Saturday on a charge of making threats to do bodily harm. The police report says the man approached the Secret Service officer who was patrolling outside the White House. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long. And help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
9645.
The new Michelin silicone plates last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlote shows Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for our weekly Talk Radio Review here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to focus on the charts. The News Talk Radio world waits every week with bated breath for us to come up with this list. Actually, I shouldn't take credit for it. I just talk about it because folks at Talkers Magazine do the work. They do the surveying of all the talk radio stations and hosts and programs around the country to come up with this list. And the chart for this week, the week of February the 3rd to the 7th, is chock-a-block full of things. It's easy to look back at the week and say, oh, this is a pretty interesting week. But in fact, this was a pretty interesting week. At number 10 on the countdown list, Harvey Weinstein's trial, et cetera, et cetera. The wars that were in the general consortium of focus on all the wars we've been in. The fact that we've only been at peace for 16 years has come out in lots of discussion. 16 years since the founding of our country. That's number 9. The weather and climate change, that sort of thing, really wild weather in the Midwest. Actually, all over the place. Florida, those of you listening in Florida, I'll bring John Harper in on that one from WMEL. The weather there is really unbelievable this week. Number 7, immigration reform, all that sort of thing. Limbaugh and his diagnosis and the Medal of Freedom that he got. at the president's speech this week. Number six, number five, the Chinese situation. I guess five and four go together because the number four issue this week is the coronavirus. Number three, the impeachment trial and the results thereof are there too. State of the Union address number two, and the voting irregularities or whatever the hell happened. Whatever happened in Iowa, that's number one, as it ought to be. On the people list, Kirk Douglas, number 10, he passed away this week. A lot of people paying tribute to him on good conversation programs. Harvey Weinstein at number 9, Limbaugh at 8, Mitch McConnell at number 7, Adam Schiff at 6, Michael Bloomberg at 5. The other candidates are 4 and 3. I don't have to go through. You all know who they are. Nancy Pelosi is 2. Donald Trump is number 1. All right, so John Harper is here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Jones is with us from the D.C. Radio Company. John, let's start with you and the focus on the weather down there. I hear from my friends in Florida that it's like they don't even know what's next. Is that true?
Well, I don't know about that, Doug, but as your friends in New England would say, it was pretty wicked. I actually drove through it from the west coast of Florida, from Sarasota over here to the Space Coast in Cocoa Beach early this morning, and it was brutal. The rain, the wind a couple of times, and I've got a fairly large SUV. It was really rocking and rolling, and it was a rough scene. We went from a high to yesterday, almost a record high of 89 degrees, and today I don't even think we're going to get out of the 60s. So that's pretty extreme for Florida.
Yep.
You know, and even though other people would say, "Well, give me the 60s, I'll take that any day," but
yeah,
for us in Florida.
Yeah, but if you go back to your friends or my friends in New England, they'd say that was wicked cool if it was 60. When I'm here in California, and when everybody talks to me every day, I get calls from the East Coast, from the farm and stuff, and they'll say, "What's the temperature there?" Yesterday it was 73, I think, here. Been pretty pleasant,
wow,
actually, so far. But the thing that happens, though, is that we see these, what the news media would make into anomalies, that in my mind aren't really. You have wild weather in Florida every spring. It's early. It's not quite spring yet. But do you think we can hang our hat on climate change for the weather that you're experiencing right now or the weather that's being experienced up the coast? There's a big storm blowing through. The news media makes it sound like a big storm. In New England, the predictions have been four or five times big snow. They haven't had a big snow yet. So I just, what's the rap on it? How much conversation is devoted to just the weather, or does somebody always try to put a tag on it and connect it to climate change?
Oh, and it's always the seems like the favorite topic of discussion, even over politics. But at the same time, in many respects, Doug, when you look back over the years, it's just the typical pattern of weather this time of the year, always unpredictable. Some years it's worse than others. So far this year, up until this morning, early morning, like at midnight, 1 a.m., we've had a very, very mild winter, if you want to call it that. I can count on, I think, four fingers the number of days that our temperature has not at least reached 65 degrees.
Right.
So it's typical for this time of the year. It's pleasant, and especially when we get into spring training baseball, it's always delightful.
Right.
So,
which, by the way, is next week. The pitchers and catchers show up next week, right?
That's right, yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. The spring can be only right around the corner. All right. So let's move from where John is down in Florida to where Victoria is in the nation's capital. The D.C. radio company is located in Washington. So have you had any weather? You want to spend a minute on this, or you want to jump into something else? I'm happy to know what the weather is like this weekend in Washington, if it's any different than it has been. You haven't had any snow. There must have been anything there.
No, it's going to be very windy this weekend. As we speak, it is pitch black. Mm-hmm. Where I'm talking, it is pitch black, and it is so rainy that it is coming down in sheets.
Buckets. Right. Yeah. So you should feel right at home because your native England rains all the time.
No, no, no.
Although we have thunderstorms.
Lovely
storms
soft rain in England.
Yes, right. That's very true. Yes. All right. Speaking of soft, and because you're there in the nation's capital, because most of the focus, the three major stories are about the impeachment, the State of the Union, and the voting in the presidential race, all of which have Washington buzzing. Of those three, Victoria, which one has occupied the most space when you've been talking on radio programs around the country so far this week?
You mean in the presidential race?
No, I mean the three stories, three impeachment, two State of the Union, one presidential race, which of those three have occupied most of your time when you've been talking to people doing your interviews on stations?
Oh, I would say that the Iowa debacle to a great extent has been getting a tremendous amount of traction because there's so many ramifications. It's like this is because the Democrats are divided anyway, and if they can't get their act together, certainly President Trump is going to romp home. And it's like, okay, so, you know, they've got hanging apps. And then, you know, then apparently the rules for counting the votes are so complicated that nobody understands them, despite the fact that you stand up in living rooms in Iowa and wave your hand in the air and call to Fred across the room and Jane across the room, come over and join our family so everybody knows what's going on, but nobody understands how to count the votes. And then it's so complicated. So they got at least 100 precincts wrong, according to the reporting. And then Tom Perez, the Democratic chair, calls for re-canvassing. And then Iowa says, well, we're not sure we're going to do that. Thank you very much. Yeah. So it's just a complete mess.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it's 15 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review. A smile is worth a lot. What did they say? Smile's worth a thousand words. Isn't that the expression? So if you want to make a lasting impression on somebody for Valentine's Day, maybe you try the advice I've been giving people for 8 years about using a fabulous product called Power Swabs to clean and brighten your teeth, brighten your smile, whiten it in 5 minutes with the all-natural way that is a formula exclusive to Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system on the planet. All you got to do is swab your teeth and go. Take the little tube when you get it, snap it open, take the Q-tip, rub your teeth, and in 5 minutes you'll see two shades brighter, and just keep doing that every 4 or 5 days, and you'll be amazed over a month or two at how much more wonderful your teeth look. Plus, there is an ingredient in Power Swabs that helps to rehydrate your enamel. So if you got sensitive teeth, you've tried a lot of other systems, and you haven't done what you wanted to do, you haven't gotten done the task of whitening your teeth the way you want to, got coffee stains, you got wine stains, tea stains, whatever, Power Swabs is the answer. Super fast, super easy to use, hygienist approved, great results in 5 minutes, and after a few days, you'll have a brand new smile. So get on to the horn, 800-208-1797. Use the DJB code, and you will be able to buy this at 40% off, plus take another $10 off, plus you get free shipping. Pretty good deal. Power Swabs today, but the results are fantastic. That's what you want. You want the results. You got nothing to lose because it's a guaranteed product. You don't like it 30 days, turn it back, and get your money back. 800-208-1797. Get the best smile the easy way. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797 for Valentine's Day.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
The Top Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones and I, along with John Harper and Rich McFadden, on the Talk Radio Review. The Harvey Weinstein trial, there is much to be said. I don't know if you can encapsulate it quickly, Victoria, as to what people are... I mean, it's so obvious what's going on. I don't even know why there's any conversation about it, frankly.
Because it's revolting.
Yeah. That's very subtle. It is revolting, but we've heard the stories 900 jillion times. Throw the guy in jail and throw away the key. What's the big deal?
Well, we haven't really heard the stories because we haven't heard the testimony of his victims, who are being re-victimized naturally, because that's what happens, by his defense lawyers. He has excellent defense lawyers who are really being vicious to these women, and we're hearing the reporting on them. And many people are sort of learning for the first time a great deal about sexual assault victims and how they, you know, respond, how they behave and things like this. But we're also learning a great deal about the alleged horror of the alleged monstrosity of this man.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows the pimples on his back, what his private parts look like.
No!
Everybody knows he's a monster. 21 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, continuing on now with our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio with some of the best, the brightest lights in the biz, if you will. John Harper with us from WMEL. Mitch McFadden at the main headquarters, our originating network, Radio America. Victoria Jones is in with us from also another Washington-based outfit, the D.C. Radio Company. So we go back to you. Because I asked a question and we didn't technically hear the answer, John, about how Bloomberg is going over in Florida at this point as things sort of race to a different league, a different channel, as far as the Democrats are concerned. The people who are going to actually vote, not the people that are gas bags that are at the top trying to control everything and keep Bernie Sanders out. But what are real people on the street saying about Bloomberg in Florida?
It's kind of interesting, Doug, in the fact that Bloomberg, in the past week here in Florida, seems to be catching some traction and or at least the interest of would-be voters toward him. A lot of people here in Florida, even though Sanders has a good base of popularity, a lot of people are concerned about Sanders and his political persuasion. A lot of people are concerned about Joe Biden. Buttigieg, he is a non-entity here in Florida. People do not like him at all. So the mayor from New York looks like he is gaining some traction, and people are curious to want to know more about him.
Yeah, okay. So that's, I guess, a good sign. It's nice to have some people. Maybe we learned something new for about, you know, a lot of people in the country don't know that much about him. So that's a good thing,
right,
in the sense that you learn something and it makes it a little bit more interesting. At least I think it does, and I hope other people do as well. The situation with the virus and what's going on there, man, this is a story and a half. Not that it really is something to worry about. I guess it is something to worry about in the sense that we don't want to get it. But when you compare the stats, and that's all I've done this week, the factual versus the innuendo, coronavirus, bad in China, is it going to spread here? Remains to be seen. Is it very contagious? Yes. But when you consider how many people have died from this so far?
Over 600 is 600. The official number, but we need to bear in mind that in China they're burying people very quickly and not always with autopsies, right, and we can't trust the numbers that the Chinese Communist Party is putting out.
I can't trust the Chinese for anything. The doctor who sounded the alarm was found dead. Supposedly he had the virus, but he was in a government hospital. I'm thinking they did an Epstein on him. They don't want him talking.
Oh. He already talked. He talked in December.
Yeah, this was payback. See you later. You can't trust the Chinese. You cannot trust the Chinese. Meanwhile, so far this year, as of yesterday, over 10,000 people have died in America of the regular, standard, ordinary issue virus called the flu. So we get all the attention. It's good to have the attention, good to know what's going on, good to protect yourself and all of that. But come on, in the light of eternity, the numbers last year, I think 72 or 74,000 people died in our country of the flu. Older people, immune system compromised, younger people, immune system compromised. And anybody who's going to die from this, whether it's over in China or whether it's anyplace else, is going to die because they have a weak immune system. Now, this is affecting a lot of things, like even the plans for the Olympics and who's going to be able to, if they don't get a hold of this thing, you can be sure China has shut itself down. And if you don't believe it, try to find a new Nissan in another month because they shut the plants down because they can't get the parts out of China for that. And I'm thinking most of the other car companies are going to have the same problem because they get a lot of their parts from China. Right? I mean, think about it. of all of the little tinkering things that go into a car, how many of them we become dependent on China, and now that dependency is coming to roost. We'll talk more about that in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
I'm now focused on your health, your well-being. I would like you all, as you think about losing weight, going on a diet, going on an exercise program, to please think responsibly, to get healthy the right way. What do you find people react to most positively of all of the benefits of using Calitrin?
Well, you know, aside from weight loss, it is collagen, which helps you sleep more soundly. So we have a lot of people that take it for the better sleep, for the arthritis, for the joint pain. There are so many benefits other than just your weight loss.
Well, that's it. The main thing that we, especially this time of year that we talk about, is losing the weight and keeping it off. Free bottle, you get discounts on every bottle, $10 off, and you get a free bottle if you buy three. So you're actually getting four for the price of three and $10 off. That's the deal from Calitrin. The way to safely lose weight as you go into the new year.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt, or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
The campaign kickoff you've been waiting for.
Give your candidate or your business a kickstart with custom print products from Staples.
And right now at Staples, save 25% when you order two or more signs, posters, or banners. Some products are available same day when you order by 2 p.m.
Give your campaign a jump start with help from Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20. Must order two or more of same item for discounts. See store or staples.com/print25 for full details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back for the second half hour of our Talk Radio review here. I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden, who's the ops guy at, that's Two Inside, the operations director at Radio America. John Harper is here from WMEL in Florida. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. We haven't heard from Rich yet. I'm going to go to him first with sort of an overview of how you're running a politically based network that has hosts on it that are not necessarily like me. I'm not sure.
There's nobody around like you.
So
that's a statement.
Chad Benson and I don't know why I have this thing about
Dana Lash's name.
Lash's last name.
Loesch, yeah, exactly. Lash, yeah, everybody
Lash,
does that.
Exactly.
But, oh.
So the typical right-wing radio host took off after Romney like a shot after the impeachment, and I wonder how Dana and Chad handled the Romney thing, because he's getting a lot of love from the Dems, and some people don't like him because, in case you didn't hear, he voted against one of the articles of impeachment,
right.
That is to convict Trump on one of the articles. So how did they handle it versus like Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and Sean and that bunch?
That's interesting that you put Ben Shapiro in the same category as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity.
I think he's every bit in that category. He's very
he's as conservative.
Yeah.
Chad's a little bit more centered or open than maybe Dana would be. So Dana's your little bit more typical conversation, but she's going to be a lot more entertaining and fun and have fun with it. I don't know how much fun you can have with the Mitt Romney thing, but,
not too much. But,
yeah. But I can imagine that both of them were riding him to an extent.
Yeah, good point. He was the talk of the town because he was the only Republican to vote to convict Trump on one of the articles. So that's what made it a focus, at least for a little while, anyway.
Yeah, just.
Get it over. Come on. Imagine if.
But he does
dumb
it because
to
of,
try this again. If the Democrats,
if Schiff would try to, and they will
beat him on something else.
They will wait for Bolton to come out, for his book to come out. He said he's not going to talk until his book comes out. When his book comes out, they will try to question him. This will not end. They need to bruise him all the way up to the election. They think that they are making him look bad because of all of this. And even if they don't win, he's unelectable if he's confronted with all of this garbage.
Yeah.
And what they really are doing is just ensuring that his base and, you know, the middle here is what everybody's fighting for. I can't imagine what Nancy Pelosi did during the State of the Union speech, ripping that speech up, helped her ingratiate herself to the middle, to the center.
No. I think she embarrassed a lot of people.
I can't see where that's going to help them.
It probably doesn't help them very much. All right, so I won't go into you. The interesting thing is how Elizabeth Warren is and Joe Biden, big time, losing steam. It seems to be, if I were, and I am, I've said this before.
I don't know about that.
He
wasn't expected to do really well in Iowa anyway.
Well, he doesn't have any money anymore, Richie. He's out of money.
Yeah, I would wait till South Carolina or Nevada before you throw.
Oh, he'll probably
the
win
for Joe.
Some of that stuff there. He'll win, but that doesn't mean he's going to get enough money to beat the likes of Bloomberg, who's spending millions, tens of millions. Those of us in the radio and on the television are going to benefit from that because he's spending, and he's really it's been very effective. Very effective to this point.
Let me tell you, I don't know that all of this matters as much. I can't imagine that the Iowa caucus debacle helped the Democrats. I saw a video yesterday from one of the cable networks or one of the Yeah, it was the Hill TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Democrat host was saying the Democrats have done more to ruin American elections than Russia ever could.
Mm-hmm.
And because of what a debacle and the mistrust that this thing was a mess. Why didn't they have this app vetted? Why didn't this app run through the Android and the Apple stores where it gets vetted better? Why did they run it through a third-party app store where the security is? I don't get it. They have no common sense.
And plus the fact that Pete Buttigieg is an investor in the company, there's a lot of skullduggery, I think. The Democrats don't want Bernie, and they're screwing around behind the scenes.
They don't understand. This is why guys like this is why Bernie and Donald Trump are so popular.
Mm-hmm.
Is because of things like this.
Well, they don't see the big picture. They see their own insular world, and their world is to get somebody not like Bernie, but somebody in the middle to run and win. And that's they're not on the right road. Let me ask you, I want to spend some time here on Rush Limbaugh, because I think there was the usual hate stuff that comes out of social media and the people that don't like him. And what I explained on the air is what obviously I believe to be the truth, because I know Limbaugh. I don't know him as well now as I used to. But I will tell you that from my perspective, the reason he deserves the Medal of Freedom has really nothing to do with what he does on the air now. It has to do with what he did, whether knowingly or not, when it came to his presence on a lot of weak AM stations that were going nowhere in the 80s. They were ready because FM music stations had taken over. The AM band was floundering trying to find something. They were doing some, there was some good talk around in the 80s, but it didn't grab you by you know what. And Limbaugh came along, and all of a sudden people say, wow, what's this guy doing? And how is he doing it? And what's the, you know. And so with that, he started in August of 1988 with 46 stations that were left over from the old Daynet. Maybe I'm in the weeds too much, but he then built on that out of a studio in New York at WABC, and it went to the point where at one point he had 634 affiliates, I think, if I remember the stats. He's in about the 500 range right now, and still the most influential of all, well, he and Sean, maybe it's
no doubt.
Talkers magazine says it's between the two of them. But the fact that he got it because he saved AM radio, I think that that's a noteworthy accomplishment, having nothing to do with the content of his program.
I would say that he created a town hall in this country that, to the likes that we've never seen.
Right.
He created.
There's obviously a need for it, otherwise it wouldn't, nobody would have responded to it.
He created an open conversation before the internet that we could have never imagined before. It's amazing the what he was able to do. And
the old Rush rooms and stuff that he, it was entertaining, all that good stuff. All right, I want to have John's point of view on this and Victoria as well. John, go ahead. What was your reaction when Limbaugh? Well, first of all, everybody reacted because he told people on the air at the end of his show on Monday that he had stage 4 lung cancer, which is, no matter how cryptic you want to look at it, boys and girls, this is not going to be, this doesn't end well for people who have that. So anyway, having said that, what do you sense when you hear that?
The first thing I thought, Doug and everybody, was the fact that I hope Rush can be as successful at trying to beat lung cancer as Alex Trebek is in winning his battle against his form of cancer. I hope Rush has that same type of success, so I hold out a great deal of hope. Whether you like him or not with his politics, I hope nobody wishes him anything ill.
Well, but you see, the stuff on the social media has wished a lot of hate. Hate. It's just
That's
awful.
Terrible.
John, can I interject one thing there? If Rush is able to beat this, do you think the conversation will go to it's because he's rich and has the best health care available to him?
Yeah, of course.
And it's not fair, and everybody should have that health care. Like, I can see where this is going. It's going to turn into the health care debate.
Well, okay, at least that's a healthy debate. Victoria, what do you hear? What do you sense? What are you thinking about this? you were in Washington. You watched what happened on Tuesday night when Mrs. Trump gave him the medal and his reaction to it, et cetera. So what's your sense of the reality?
Well, I mean, I thought it was really nice for him to be able to receive that. My main thoughts were still about his diagnosis and how very, very serious that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
right.
The tragedy of that for him. And for anybody who is his loved one, because this is a really, really, really tough thing to deal with. And I just feel so much empathy and sympathy for him, because any type of cancer is hard. But when you speak for a living, lung cancer, that is just such a tough diagnosis. And I think this
he's a tough cookie. When he got that ear problem.
It doesn't matter. This is hard. This is hard, and this is very, very sad.
You know what? Have the positive outlook.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, don't count him out. Have the positive outlook.
I haven't counted him out. I'm not speaking to you.
It's just there's a conversation that's going on. Oh, this is bad.
Oh my God.
You know, they're making plans already. And
the crude reality is behind the scenes. They are making plans.
Richie, you're right. You're right. Yeah. And Doug, one further word. I totally agree on how he turned around the AM. Part of our industry and made a huge difference. And to this day, I mean, there are many stations. Mine was. I was
going to say, weren't you one of the first to sign on? It seems to me you were.
I sure was.
Yeah,
I sure was. And
like you were one of the first to sign on with me.
That's right.
Absolutely. Yes.
So hey, a great daily double there. But it made a big difference in propelling my station into the ranks of one to be reckoned with almost overnight.
Yeah, right. Sure did. All right, so that's the Limbaugh reality. We continue with a few more comments here with our trio of talk radio experts on the Talk Radio Review. On the people's side of things, the list from Talkers Magazine includes the following names. From 10 to number 1, at number 10, Kirk Douglas and all the conversation about his passing at the age of 103. Harvey Weinstein, number 9. Rush Limbaugh, number 8. For good reason. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Adam Schiff is at 6. The various candidates for the Democratic presidential race are on, 5 and 4 and 3. So then we get to number 2. Nancy Pelosi actually deserves to be in that position, the number 2 position, I think. And Donald Trump, number 1, for all of the obvious reasons. I'm trying to remember in my mind. I can't remember a week where Donald Trump hasn't been in the number 1 position. So he's there, and so we've got the overview. It really is pretty amazing when you get right down to it how much oxygen out of the room Bloomberg is getting now. And Amy Klobuchar, I noticed that they were together in print in a couple of places. I think they might be. See what happens when the time comes. But I think that might be the team that takes on Trump and Pence. Let's see. Important names this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This report is sponsored by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of vision loss in adults age 50 and older. To support the estimated 16 million Americans living with AMD, Bausch & Lomb created SightMatters.com, an educational online resource. The website features personalized tips and tools that will help patients with AMD learn how to create an action plan to manage their condition, and offers them the opportunity to join a supportive online community of others living with AMD. Although there is no cure for AMD, there are steps that patients can take as part of a plan created with their doctor to help reduce the risk of progression. This includes getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam once a year so they may catch the condition early on. For more information on AMD and to create your action plan today, visit www.sightmatters.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Here's the list from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the stories for the next minute from 10 to number 1. At number 10, the Weinstein trial, the legalities, good heavens. Number 9, our involvement overseas in lots of different places, people beginning to argue a lot about whether we ought to be there or not. Number 8, the weather situation, and that always seems to flow into climate change. The weather's pretty wild, lots of wind blowing on the East Coast as we speak this weekend, a lot of rain and dark clouds, that sort of thing. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, Rush Limbaugh and his health diagnosis and getting the Medal of Freedom. Number 5, the Chinese situation. The coronavirus, number 4. Impeachment trial, number 3. State of the Union address, number 2. And the presidential race, number 1 this week. You know, one of the things that's also obvious, and we'll cap the Rush conversation with this, he accomplished what he did because the FCC repealed the Fairness Doctrine. Prior to 1987, if I remember correctly, the FCC required all radio stations that were doing conversation radio to have what was called the equal time rule. You had one person on that had a point of view politically, then you had to have somebody else on to have that point of view discussed and a retort or whatever it is. When that rule went away, it opened the door for guys like Rush. I don't think a lot of people remember that, so something also.
That's a very good point.
Yep. All right. So the final moments here, State of the Union address. Victoria, did you watch it? Did you listen to it? What was the takeaway?
I think the takeaway was that President Trump feels extremely freed to say and do whatever he wishes now. And this, of course, was before the acquittal. Now, some people might say he already did, but I think he feels completely unleashed.
Mm-hmm. All right, John, what's your takeaway from the State of the Union address?
I think Victoria is correct on that. I did not see it, but I heard people thought it was a brilliant speech. They thought it was well orchestrated. And it was a job well done, the way he presented people, gave away awards, whatever. But they thought overall it was an excellent speech. That's what I'm hearing.
Game well done also on your part. Thank you, John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida, and also Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Appreciate you being here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
But I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
A classic heart attack, people have described it as someone clutching the left side of their chest as they're having this very severe pain that really doubles them over.
Cardiologist Dr. Rekha Manked says that may not be the case for a woman.
Chest pain still is part of the symptom profile. It's usually not the most severe symptom.
She says shortness of breath, nausea, and a powerful feeling of fatigue or unease can also signal a heart attack in a woman. And that pain?
They may have the pain going into their back, or even be located exclusively between their shoulder blades, or you can have it up into the neck, into the jaw.
Dr. Manked says the bottom line is there's more variation in heart attack symptoms in women, and women tend to wait to get them investigated.
Women are very quick to get their husbands in when something is happening, but when it's they themselves, they're putting it sort of on the end of a to-do list.
Dr. Manked says when it comes to heart health, you should put yourself first. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The latest in the world of technology, we actually, at the end of the week, go through the top five stories from the world of technology, and that's what we're all about here right now. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. We go from number five to number one. At number five, Victoria, the new emoji designs that are going to be available pretty soon, and they're kind of a little out there, some of them, yeah?
Yeah, well, people who love to use emojis every year look forward to the Unicode Consortium. That's the nonprofit organization that sets the standards for emoji compatibility, and they release all the new symbols. So every year, people who love to use emojis, which is pretty much everyone, they like to see what's going to be hitting our smartphones pretty soon. So there are 117 new pictograms this year. They'll be rolled out, depending on what your carrier is, your cell phone carrier, they'll probably hit your phone at a different time, but it will be later this year. So there's some new things, lots of gender-neutral items this year. It's much more gender-inclusive. There's new symbols that are going to expand on the existing ones. So now that, you know, we have a gender-neutral Santa Claus and a bottle-feeding parent and women wearing tuxedos and the transgender flag. And so there's a whole lot of stuff that's out there. Some of the new ones, there's the dodo and the woolly mammoth, both extinct animals. I don't know what or how anyone would incorporate that into a conversation, but okay. Bubble tea, which has become, it started in Japan and has become just super popular as a drink around the world. Then there's an anatomical heart and lung, and so instead of just the heart symbol, we're actually going to start getting some organs in there. Again, sure, not really sure how I would incorporate that into conversations, but hey. And so this will all hit Google, Microsoft, and Apple. They've all been accepted, and we'll start to see this within rollout probably towards the end of the summer.
All right, next up, food delivery apps that are being bad girls and boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really a word of caution. If you use Postmates, Seamless, Grubhub, DoorDash, which so many people do, you have to really be careful now because they've been offering food from restaurants without their permission, meaning that the restaurants don't allow takeout or delivery of their food items, yet these places, these apps are actually saying, yeah, you can order from this restaurant, no problem, we'll pick it up for you. And in many cases, people are ordering food, then they're waiting an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, then they call the restaurant directly to say, hey, where's my order? And they find out it doesn't exist. So just be very cautious. If you're hungry, and this has happened to me, this has happened to a lot of people I know, just be really careful. Double check the restaurant's website first before ordering from an app and make sure that they actually even do take out.
Yep. All right. Number three. A couple of stories this week about apps.
This is an app that's getting a lot of buzz. It already has more than 10,000 signups in the States. It's called Free Trial Surfing. The concept, very simple. How many times have we all been stuck? You do a Hulu trial for 7 days. You do a meal delivery service for 7 days. Whatever it is, HBO, Netflix. You do the 7-day trial. You forget to cancel it before that 7 days is up. And then you get hit with the full price bill the next month. A lot of people go through this, and we just sort of forget to go in and cancel. You end up losing a lot of money. So this app, Free Trial Surfing, has a dummy credit card and personal details with a bank. So you go through the app, you sign up for whatever free trial you want, and then, because it's a dummy credit card that is half legit,
it goes through, it gets processed through the system, and then when they try to charge you, the card is blocked from making other purchases. It's kind of genius. This is from 22-year-old Joshua Browder. He's a Stanford student, and he also developed another app that has called the Do Not Pay app, which is a robot legal service that helps fight parking fines and bank charges. It's been very successful. So within that app, you'll find the new free trial surfing app, and a lot of people seem to like it.
All right, number two this week, moving up toward number one, texting and how dangerous it is.
Yeah, texting while walking. We know that it's annoying, but now science is saying it's also dangerous. Using your phone as you walk is more likely to cause an accident than taking a call or listening to music, according to the new research. Texting was associated with a higher rate of near misses and failures to look left and right when crossing a road. And by comparison, they say talking on the phone was associated with only a small increase of risk, and listening to music had no notable impact. So texting and walking, not good. 270,000 pedestrians die every year globally. Most of them now because they're texting and walking. They're not. That's a fifth of all road traffic deaths. It's crazy.
Can't be that dumb. Number one this week, the alarm. Ding dong. Hello,
this
it's time to get up.
This is one I am practicing what I am preaching. I have set my alarm to a new melodic alarm, and I have to tell you, it really helps you wake up better than a jarring beep, beep, beep. So if you want to have a better, more productive morning by as many as 4 hours of better alertness and less grogginess, switch your alarm to a much more soothing sound and wake up in a nice, gentle way.
All right, that's the practical side of all of this. And Victoria's nothing if she isn't practical. Victoria Keelan here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. New Hampshire voters getting some final looks at the Democratic presidential hopefuls. Pete Buttigieg saying he's looking to create a sense of hope in America.
Running for office is an act of hope, and so is volunteering, so is organizing, and so is voting itself. I'm asking you to spread that sense of hope to everybody you know.
With just a few hours left before the first in-the-nation primary on Tuesday, Amy Klobuchar says her message is helping her climb in the polls.
What we need right now is a candidate for all of America, not just half of America. We need someone that's going to bring people with her instead of shutting them out.
Speaking of polls, in Charlotte, North Carolina, Friday, President Trump said favorable polls are reflecting American support for his economic policies.
Incredibly, according to the Gallup poll, no friend of mine, they tend to be slightly left of center, like about 200 degrees. 90% of Americans say they're satisfied with their personal life. The highest percentage ever.
The president delivered closing remarks at the North Carolina Opportunity Now Summit. Fed forecasters see no interest changes signaled in a newly released monetary policy report.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell will testify before congressional committees this Tuesday and Wednesday on the outlook from the newly issued report. His testimony is expected to amplify the Fed's view that no further changes in interest rates are needed. Many economists believe the Fed will keep those rates unchanged for the entire year, although some analysts think it's still possible to have one more rate cut if a risk such as the global coronavirus outbreak persists. George Bonzani reporting.
Parasite, the first non-English language film to win Best Picture in the 92-year history of the Oscars. More at townhall.com.
Fasting Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A new comic book anti-hero swept into theaters this weekend, but didn't fly very high. We get the latest from correspondent Ben Thomas at the box office.
Time for Gotham to meet the Birds of Prey.
The full title, Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn, doesn't exactly sum up the movie, but it sure captures the vibe.
This all started when the Joker and I broke up.
Yet despite its Oscar-nominated star Margot Robbie and the 11 Oscar nods for Joker, the latest DC Comics spinoff disappointed at the box office, opening with an estimated $33.3 million domestically.
Who's having a good time?
Still, that was enough to push Bad Boys for Life to second and Best Picture nominee 1917 to third. I'm Ben Thomas.
Be sure to check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. While most new Lunar New Year celebrations were canceled in China because of the coronavirus, thousands showed up in New York City's Chinatown to celebrate on Sunday.
The parade celebrating the Year of the Rat featured drums, dragons, and signs saying Stay Strong Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak that has killed more than 800. Parade goer Becky Lee says she's grateful they had it.
Supporting the Chinese people and like... No, helping them.
First-time parade-goer David Ramirez says he feels bad for the canceled celebrations in China.
Kind of sucks that they weren't able to have big ones.
Businesses in Chinatown say the coronavirus has scared people away, even though the city has no confirmed cases. I'm Julie Walker.
Birthdays on Sunday, television journalist Roger Mudd turned 92. Carol King, singer-songwriter, was 78. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas!
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey! Check out that view!
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road!
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin with the comedies with the long-running variety series Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy Show. It's featuring the special guest motion picture leading lady, Jean Tierney. Later, it's Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with The Couple Next Door. Edgar's special guest of this opening episode is best remembered for playing the title role in the Otto Preminger-directed 1944 film noir murder mystery, Laura. Jean Tierney was joined in that picture by Dana Andrews, Vincent Price, and Clifton Webb. The following year, she would earn a Best Actress Academy Award nomination for the film Leave Her to Heaven. Some other well-known pictures include Heaven Can Wait, The Razor's Edge, The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, and The Mating Season. Well, here is Gene Tierney as the guest in an episode broadcast from a military hospital on the evening of February 25th, 1945.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you The Charlie McCarthy Show, starring Edgar Bergen and Don Amici. Howdy do, ladies and gentlemen. This is Don Amici inviting you to join us here at the United States Naval Hospital at Kelowna, California. Our guest this evening is the always charming, always attractive, infinitely glamorous Gene Tierney. And, of course, our regular group, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, Mortimer Snerd, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
Hiya there, Amuchi.
Hi, Charlie.
Wonderful place, this Corona Naval Hospital, huh?
Oh, I should say so. You know, this used to be an exclusive country club.
Yes.
Scenery here is really lovely.
Yes, yes. Those Navy nurses certainly are cute, aren't they?
And speaking of something cute, here's Joan Merrill in one of the newer and nicer tunes, A Little on the Lonely Side.
On the lonely, a little on the lonely side. I keep thinking of you only and wishing you were by my side. You know, my dear, when you're not here, there's no one to romance with. So if I'm seen with someone else, it's just someone to dance with. Every letter that you send me, I read a dozen times or more. Any wonder that I love you more and more? Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and long to hold. On the lonely side tonight. Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and love to hold you tight. I'm a little.
Hear ye, make way for Charlie McCarthy, the hero of the week.
Hero McCarthy.
That's all right, folks. That's all right. It's not necessary for you to curtsy when I enter.
Oh, Charlie, my hero. I'm so proud I could hug you.
Couldn't you be a little prouder than that?
To think that of all people, Charlie should turn out to be a hero.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Tell us how it all happened, will you, Charles, old boy?
Oh, I'm much too modest, old fellow. Here you can read this newspaper clipping all about it. I just happened to have this one with me.
Yeah, Ray, let me see if you're through, will you?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Oh, here's a copy for you, too, Don. Here's one for you, Joan. Here's one for you, Bergen. I just happen to have enough with me. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, say, this is interesting. Yes, sir. Mighty interesting.
Nothing, really. Well, turn it over, you fool. You're reading Gertie Garter. Gertie Garter. Well, Gertie,
look at that headline here. Now we got it right. Youthful hero saves heiress on runaway horse.
Well. Goodness, you stopped a runaway horse single-handed?
Yeah, not only that, nobody helped me either.
Listen to this. Displaying great presence of mind and disregard of personal safety, Charlie McCarthy climbed a tree with lightning speed, leaped from an overhanging branch onto Miss Mignon Van Snort's runaway horse, and brought it to a halt.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. By the way, what is Superman doing these days?
Well, Charlie, I feel that I must take my hat off to you. So with due respect, I bare my head.
And, brother, you're the guy who can do it, too.
Why, Charlie, this will make you a world-famous hero.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe someday Don Amici will make a movie of me.
You know, I don't see how you could do it, Charlie, with such short arms.
Oh, it's nothing, really. You mean rescue the girl?
No. Do such a good job of patting yourself on the back.
Oh.
By the way, Mignon's father called up and said he appreciates very much what you've done.
Oh? Well, ain't he going to put it in writing?
In writing?
On a check?
Oh, well, I don't. He didn't say that.
Say, you know, Charlie, I can't understand how you climbed that tree so fast.
Yeah, well, it's a, that's a good question. That's a good question. You see, I was, yes, sir, that's a good question.
But that's not a good answer.
Well, if you must know, you see, I was already up in the tree.
What were you doing up there? What were you doing up there?
Well, I was waiting for the accident to happen.
What?
Well, what I mean, the doctor's orders. You know, altitude is so good for one, they say.
Well, let's go deeper into this. Yes. Come on, tell us the rest of the details.
No, sorry. If you'll excuse me now, I've got to go and visit a sick friend.
Sick friend?
Yes, he's very... What's his name? He's too sick, he can't tell me.
Quit stalling, Charlie. Quit stalling and tell us the whole story.
Well, all right. Now, let me see. Where was I?
Up a tree.
Oh.
And I do mean up a tree.
Yeah. Well, thundering towards me was this runaway steed, see? And as luck would have it, it ran right under the tree that I was in.
And that's when you went into action.
Yeah, and how? See, I jumped down on the horse's neck and grabbed the reins.
You did.
So help me, that's just what I did.
I see. Well, I should think that a fall like that, how did you keep from hurting yourself?
Well, you see, the oranges broke my fall.
What?
What I mean is they did.
Oranges, yeah. Huh?
What have oranges got to do with it?
Well, you see, that's what made me fall. I mean, jump.
Oh, so they made you fall. How?
Well, I had so many in my pockets in my shirt, they overbalanced me. I was...
And just how did the oranges happen to get into your pockets?
Well, I was... That question is irrelevant, immaterial, and darn embarrassing.
Never mind, hero. Finish your story.
Well, as I was saying, now, you see, I fell out of the horse and landed in a tree. Well, but what I mean is the horse fell out of the tree and landed on... No, that ain't right here. You see, you got me all discombobulated. I don't know.
So it turns out our so-called hero was swiping oranges, huh?
Yeah. Well, if I hadn't been up in a tree snitching oranges, I couldn't have fallen out and stopped the horse.
Now, what are you trying to prove?
Well, if that proves it, it takes a thief to catch a horse. Oh, no, that's no good.
The positive. Mortimer Snert.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
And not only that, but you're late again.
Yeah.
Yes. What's your excuse?
I don't know. What's yours?
Well, I saw you get off the bus at the last stop.
Yeah.
But I didn't see you get on again. Now, what happened?
Well, you see, my mind started wandering.
Yeah.
So I followed it.
You followed it, yeah. Well, where did you go?
Well, I went to see a man about a chicken.
I see. About a chicken?
Yeah. There's a new kind of chicken out this way. It stands about 7 feet high.
7 feet high?
Yeah.
A chicken 7 feet high?
Yeah. Where? Out at Mr. Ostrich's farm.
At Mr. Ostrich?
Yeah.
Do you mean the ostrich farm?
Yeah.
Well, so that's where you saw the chicken 7 feet high?
Yeah. Well, my man.
That's pretty good.
It's wonderful what vitamins and California sunshine can do, ain't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a pretty big chicken, isn't it?
Well, and their eggs are so big. Oh, they got big eggs.
Yeah,
yeah, very big eggs. Yeah. Well, it takes about 3 or 4 to make a dozen.
Is that so? Well, you know, Mortimer, did you know that the ostrich is a native of Africa?
Well?
Yeah,
well, those foreigners dress funny, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They look like a fan dancer from the back.
Yeah, they do.
You know, Mortimer, they say when an ostrich is frightened, he buries his head in the sand.
Well?
Yes.
Buries his head in the sand, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does he remember where he put it?
Oh.
Well, that is pretty silly, burying your head when you're frightened, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty good. How can they be so stupid?
Yeah. Yeah.
How can you be so stupid?
Well, now, if I was smart enough, I'd resent that.
I don't know.
We'll be back with more from Charlie McCarthy and all of his friends right after this.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Chapped skin, a wound in the annual battle with dry winter air.
When the temperature drops, the humidity tends to drop with it, and so naturally your skin dehydrates.
Dr. Dawn Davis says hands are especially vulnerable to cracks and cuts that can put you at risk for infection.
So the use of winter clothing is very helpful to help slow or delay or prevent evaporation off the skin surface.
If that's not enough, Dr. Davis suggests one of 3 categories of moisturizers. Ointments, which contain oil, creams, which may have oil and water, and lotions, which are generally water-based.
If your skin is extremely raw, you may want to start with ointments.
Once your skin improves, rubbing in a hypoallergenic, fragrance-free cream or lotion may provide enough moisture to prevent further problems.
And remember, these products only last for a few hours at maximum, so you really need to hydrate and moisturize at minimum 2 to 3 times daily.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
And now, let's get back to Charlie McCarthy on When Radio Was.
Good for what ails you, Miss Jean Tierney.
Hello. Hello, Charlie. Huh?
I see the boys here at the hospital all welcomed you with open arms.
Yes, they did, yes. I was hoping the nurses would have the same idea.
Jean, are you enjoying your visit here?
Yes, I've enjoyed it very much. Because I'm studying to be a nurse's aide.
No. Well, roll up a bandage and tell us about it. Oh, I'll tell you, Jane, you'll make a beautiful Florence nightingown.
Say, Charlie, would you like to have me around when you're sick? Wouldn't you like that?
Yes, I wouldn't mind having you around when I'm well either.
You know, Charlie, if you were my patient, I'd watch over you like a baby. What do you say to that?
Hey, Google.
I say, Miss Tierney, the most wizard thing just happened. I found this bottle.
Bottle?
Yes. There's no label on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Napoleon brandy.
Well, why don't you pull the cork and we'll take a sniff of it?
Yeah.
Oh. Say, another minute and it could have opened itself.
Smells like vodka. What do you think, Miss Tierney?
Smells like fingernail polish.
Well, now it's my turn. Well, if you're asking me, that's ether.
Ether? I've never had a whiff of that. Here I come, dreamland.
Let me smell it again. I still say it's finger pail polish.
By Jove. Smells a little like Foch and Skoda, doesn't it?
Give me another whiff of that. Oh, no, I never knew you had two heads.
Why, yes, old man, I always carry a spare.
I'm so sleepy.
Let me take another whiff of that, will you?
Let's all sleep.
I still say it's Bramsky.
Calling Dr. Noble, report to surgery. The sink is stopped up.
Where am I?
You're in a hospital.
A hospital? Let me out of here.
But I'm your nurse.
My nurse? Keep me in here. How did I get in a hospital?
Don't you know?
Now, don't tell me to start about me.
Here comes your doctor.
Don't know why. All of my patients seem to die. Stormy weather. Well, tell me, my little fella, are you the patients?
Yeah, well, I'm not the bed post.
Well, you know, you could have fooled me.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a Dr. Antonio Giuseppe Giovanni Goldstones Gazzola. M.D., C.O.D., P.D.Q.
And P.O.
Tell me, nurse, is it the patient is making any progress?
Not with me, is it?
Well, I'll take a look at the chart here. Got him right here in my pocket. Let me see. Gallant the jaw, closed fast in the stretch, but it was a no match for me. That's the wrong chart.
That's the wrong chart.
What do you think's wrong with him, Doctor?
Well, how I should know. I'll have to give the kid an examination.
Shall I prepare his chest for examination?
No, just his head and the feet. I don't mess with Mr. In Between. Oh, so.
What's up, Doc?
Oh. Bad the nose, kid. Bad the nose.
Yeah?
You got a hardening from the art galleries.
Art galleries?
Complicated by lumbar fandango and a delicious anemia.
Delicious.
What do you suggest we do, Doc?
Well, we might have just as well operated. What have we got to lose?
Just me, that's all. Just me.
Well, don't you worry, my little fella. I want the cut to very deep.
It doesn't make a difference how thin you slice me. It's still McCarthy.
Well, Dr. Gazzola, is it a serious operation?
My dear little girl, all of my operations are serious.
Excuse me, Dr. Gazzola. Well, I just brought you the X-rays.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Scranton, sir. Doctor, what is the diagonal nose?
Well, I think he has a touch of yellow yontis in the joints.
You're going to say.
Yes. Yes. I get worse and so does the acting. Yes, and from this hair x-ray picture, it looks like the little fella he swallowed a picket fence.
That's it. Look, that's right. Oh, that's a definitely a picket fence.
Yeah, but yes, yeah.
But, Doctor, aren't those his ribs?
What are you talking about? Hey, by golly, she's right. She's a summer smart kid, huh?
Yeah. You fellas should be thrown out of the medical profession.
That's a summer silly talk. We don't even belong.
Oh. Say, Harry, young fella, watch what you say. It so happens that I'm a specialist in many things.
Yeah, well, Swede dialect ain't one of them.
Pauline, Dr. Svensson.
Oh, my goodness, that's me.
Your laundry has come back.
Thank goodness. This is my lucky day.
Well, I guess we're going to head with the operation, huh?
Shall I boil the instruments?
No. Let's fry them for change.
Oh, pardon me. What are you doing, Doctor?
Well, I was just doing an operation.
Oh, may I cut in?
Well, certainly, kid. Come on, grab a scrapple here.
I'm Sir Basil Metabolism, doctor, surgeon, consultant, and keys made while you wait.
Well, you know, I'm awfully glad you dropped in. Maybe you could have helped me correct my slice.
Doctors, do you know what this patient is suffering from?
Yeah, wrong diagnosis. And floating dialects.
Tell me, Dr. Cazola, how do you operate?
Strictly cash in advance.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I don't think either one of you are able to perform an operation.
What are you talking? I can do operation just as well as the next fella. Unless the next fella happens to be a surgeon.
Dr. Cazola wanted. Dr. Cazola wanted in St. Louis, Chicago, New York. Reward.
What a say. I'm a pretty popular fellow, huh?
Yeah. Doctor, why do you have to operate at all on this boy?
Why, this boy can live 5 minutes unless we operate. What's that?
That's lunch.
I'll see you after lunch, kid.
If just the sight of your cup and saucer doesn't tell you a treat is coming, here's the way to make sure it will from now on. Your coffee cup can be a symbol of pleasure every time you see it if you fill it with Chasen Sanborn coffee, all the flavor a cup will hold. You'll remember that flavor and look forward to it again and again, with meals and between, every cup an occasion. Because Chasen Sanborn always brings you the true essence of coffee goodness. Flavor, more flavor, and still more flavor that does not show on the scales. Through 81 years, millions upon millions of people have discovered that extra flavor. And in the past year, more people enjoyed it than ever before. The biggest swing in our history comes as a climax to that long career. And its fame continues to grow. That lavish abundance of Chasen Sanborn flavor wins new friends every time it's poured. You're entitled to all this goodness, too. Make sure that you get it. Ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee.
Well, Edgar, who's Charlie got for a guest next week?
Well, we're taking Ann Baxter with us next week to the Army Airfield at Victorville, California.
Ann Baxter. Well, I'm sure the boys at Victorville will welcome Ann. And before we leave the United States Naval Hospital here at Corona, I want to say to you folks at home all over the country that we saw Navy rehabilitation at work here today and realized that the principles for which these men have suffered and the issues of the peace to come are matters of life and death importance not only to them, but to us and our children. So let's make these issues of peace our personal business and see that they include important planning for the post-war generation. Let us remember that while millions of men are fighting to defend the sanctity of the American home, many people charged with holding that home intact for their return
are being delinquent in their trust. True, with so many homes broken up, the burden of keeping the family group a happy working unit of democracy is not an easy one. But it's an essential one. Just as every ship, plane, and tank we build is a weapon of victory, a victory that means peace, so every child properly trained, every baby properly cared for, and kept happy in his own family surroundings is a weapon for maintaining that peace. What we fight for today must be defended by the generation now growing up. And one of the things we fight for is the sanctity of the home. Let us never lose sight of this. Let us try to keep the home fires burning brighter, if possible, than ever before, so that their light will shine across the far seas and be a beacon to those who stand guard there.
Captain H.J. Jensen, commanding officer of the hospital here at Corona, for the privilege of entertaining the men here. Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Don Ameche, Ray Noble, Joan Merrill, and all of us will have as our guest Ann Baxter. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee. Coffee made to serve in times like these. Stay tuned to this station for the new Eddie Bracken show that comes on right after station identification. Gene Tierney appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Studios and is soon to be seen in their production, A Bell for Adano. Speaking from Corona, California.
From February 25th, 1945, as you heard, the following week's guest was another motion picture leading lady. As a matter of fact, Ann Baxter and Gene Tierney would work together in the 1946 big screen version of Somerset Maugham's novel, The Razor's Edge. Also starring Tyrone Power, John Payne, Clifton Webb, and Herbert Marshall. The Razor's Edge would earn 4 Academy Award nominations, including for Best Picture. Baxter captured the Oscar in the Best Supporting Actress category. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's a visit with the couple next door. Right after this break.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
That's Bob Bailey, starring as world-weary insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Fabulous Freelance.
Come on now, kid, put it down.
No. No, because nobody tells me what to do, not when I've got a gun. They're afraid to. That's right.
Fabulous Freelance is regularly $39.98, but When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Yep, save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Order Fabulous Freelance today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code $33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
Why is now a great time to analyze last year's deer season?
I'll share more in just a moment.
Your silver investment today may triple in price. Wes Peters of Gold Wealth Management wants you to know now is the time to acquire silver as part of your wealth accumulation portfolio. Today, silver is significantly undervalued at an 85-to-1 gold purchasing ratio. We've not seen a ratio like this in over 20 years. Should silver return to its 2011 value, your silver investment today will triple in price. Call Wes now, 866-GLD-SLBR.
Reviewing last year's deer season is something I like to do every year. What can I learn from it to put me in a better position for next year? If hunting a new farm, did the deer show me how they use the terrain differently than I anticipated? Or can I make small improvements to my property to hold deer or funnel them by my stand? Take a moment and reflect on last year's deer season to see what you can learn. And check us out at drawntowildlife.com where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break we heard the unlikely radio comedy tandem of Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, as in a real fella and his wooden pal. Well, now a different style of comedy couple. Based on the earlier quarter-hour series known as The Adventures of Ethel and Albert, this program aired in the late 1950s, and this episode, which is all about Betsy's new dress, was first broadcast on March 13th of 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch. And starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Madame, may I help you?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm looking for a dress for my little girl. Betsy, please keep your hands off things, darling. Now, don't touch.
I wasn't touching. I was just looking.
Yes, dear. Well, yes. Any particular color?
I want red.
No, I don't think we want red,
dear. I want red.
Betsy, that's enough precious.
She's like all women. She has a mind of her own, oui?
Oh, yes, she has a mind of her own, all right.
If Madame and Mademoiselle will be seated, I will see what we have. She is a size,
She's 6.5 years old, but a 6 is just a little too big for her. A 5 really just fits. She's a little small for her age.
Oh, really. No, madame, she is not too small. She is delicate like a little doll. She is like a fairy princess.
Well, I guess she's our fairy princess.
Well, I will see what we have.
I want a red dress.
That's enough, Betsy.
I want red.
I don't care what you want, but I will tell you what you're going to get if you don't stop that, and that's a good spanking. Now, we're in a very nice shop, and I want you to behave like a little lady. Now, you understand?
Yes.
All right. Now, sit down.
Oh, that's a lovely one. These were all in the latest fashion show in Paris.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Now, madame wishes a dress for school or for a party?
Well, I would say more of a party dress, although, actually, it's for a picture.
Aye, picture?
Yes, my daughter's going to model for an advertisement.
Oh, mademoiselle is a model. Well, but of course.
Well, no, actually, she's not really a model. She's just doing this one thing. A man from a modeling agency in Chicago was in town visiting his folks, and he just happened to see Betsy.
Well, anyway.
That's her name. That's my daughter. And wanted to take her picture.
Oh, but of course she is lovely.
Oh, well, naturally, I want to have the picture taken and dressed. It's especially nice.
Wait. Now, let me see. I have just the thing. Voila.
Oh, black?
Black velvet, madame, with Venetian lace collar.
Oh, it is beautiful, but my goodness, isn't she rather young for black?
Ah, but for a picture, madame, the black with the lace collar, the white lace collar, it will be like a painting from Rembrandt.
Oh, yes. It would be lovely in a picture. It really would.
I want red.
Darling, right now we're getting a dress for the picture, and I must say I do think this would photograph beautifully. Come on, let's try it on, dear.
I want the dress.
Come on, Betsy.
A long-hoped-for agreement between two hostile nations, or a long-awaited falling out of thieves, can take place on even the sleepiest of weekend afternoons. That's why, as you take time off from your own routine for rest and relaxation, you'll be pleased to know that expert CBS newsmen like Robert Trout, Alan Jackson, Griffin Bancroft, and Charles from Friend are staying right on the job. Throughout the weekend, nearly every hour of the broadcast day, in fact, most of these stations present CBS News to make certain you're fully informed. CBS News is always on the alert to history, and history takes no holidays. Oh,
Wait a minute, Betsy. Don't track snow all over. Now stand right in one spot and I'll help you.
Have you got my dress?
Yes, yes, yes. I've got your dress right here.
Oh, hello, Daddy.
Well, may I ask where you two have been until 6:30?
Shopping for a dress for Betsy.
Oh, I told you I'd be home early tonight. I got home at 5:00. Been sitting here wondering where you were.
Well, we were shopping here. Let me take your coat, Betsy.
Didn't need much lunch since I knew I was coming home early. Thought you'd probably plan an early dinner. I'm starved.
Goodness, I hadn't even thought of dinner, darling. I've been so busy.
Don't I even get kissed hello?
What, dear? Oh, yes. Hello, dear.
Thank you.
I picked Betsy up at school. Ellen gave us a ride downtown.
I bought a new dress, Daddy, and it's just beautiful. And the lady said I looked like a painting in it, didn't she, Mom?
Oh, yes, she did, and she really does,
Daddy. Well, don't I get a kiss from you either?
What? Oh, uh-huh.
Well, thank you. Boy, mighty stingy kisses you two are handing out.
Can I try on my dress for Daddy, Mommy?
Yes, sure. Oh, wait till you see her in it, darling.
Take it out of the box, Mommy, please.
Yes, I'll take it out of the box. Oh, it is the most beautiful thing. It really is.
Well, look,
is.
Why don't we do that after dinner, honey? I'm hungry.
No, this won't take long, and she wants you to see it. Here we are.
For Pete's sake, where'd you get it? The Fontainebleau?
Yes.
Isn't that terribly expensive dress shop?
Well, dear, I went everywhere. After all, Betsy has to have a dress that's rather special.
Why?
Oh, come on, dear. Why?
Why?
If she's modeling for something, you don't want your daughter in just any old thing.
In just any old thing? See, to me, we spend a fortune for her clothes anyhow. Seem to cost as much as mine.
Oh, honey, dear, now, please. Now, here we are. Let Mommy help you, darling. Yes, Mommy help you here.
Black?
Uh-huh.
Black?
Black velvet.
Well, dear, of course, it's really French velveteen, and the collar is real Venetian lace.
Black for a 6-year-old child?
I'm not 6. I'm 6 1/2.
It was in the fashion show in Paris. Now, wait till you see it, honey. Here, come on. Let me help you, Betsy, now. Come on.
No, I want to go upstairs and put it on. I want to fix my hair, too. Then I'll come down and surprise Daddy.
Yes, darling.
How much was it?
Well, here.
Let me see that price tag.
Well,
Whee!
Now, take the dress upstairs here. Hurry up. Run along, Betsy. Go on, darling.
All right, Mommy.
Go on, and call me if you need me to help you, darling. For heaven's sakes, dear, calm down. She wants to surprise you.
Surprise me? I can't take any more surprises. I nearly dropped dead when I saw that price. Are you out of your mind?
I thought we had an agreement we were not going to talk money in front of Betsy. You said you didn't want her to grow up with a feeling of insecurity.
Well, by golly, she's not going to grow up with a feeling that she can prance in anywhere and buy fancy French dresses.
Oh,
I don't understand you at all. You're usually the first one to look for bargains.
Don't you want her to have a nice dress for the picture? Here your daughter's going to be seen in advertisements for Tompkins Tonic, probably appearing in magazines that go all over the country. Your family, your friends, everybody's going to see it. Can't we be a little extravagant just once?
Well, why black, of all things, for a child?
Wait till you see her in it, dear. It's stunning.
You're listening to The Couple Next Door on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Harder and easier way to bring all of those devices together. Powered by the new Intel Home Wi-Fi chipset, a great option is TP-Link's Archer AX50. It's a Wi-Fi 6 router, which easily pairs with all the new PCs and smart home devices hitting the market. The Archer AX50 reduces wait times, and its 4 high-gain external antennas and beamforming technology combine to extend strong and reliable Wi-Fi throughout your home. Plus, the Archer AX50 has low power consumption, support for Alexa voice commands, enhanced security with TP-Link Home Care, and something called Target Wake Time to help your devices communicate more while consuming less power. Just check out tp-link.com for more info on the Archer AX50 Wi-Fi 6 router.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industry. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177. 800-981-8177.
And now let's get back to the couple next door on When Radio Was.
Can't we be a little extravagant just once?
Well, why black, of all things, for a child?
Wait till you see her in it, dear. It's stunning. She wanted red.
Though red would have been much better.
No, dear, it isn't as smart.
Yeah.
And when she put this dress on and came out, everybody in the shop looked at her and went, oh, you know, like that. Everybody just, oh, nah, they raved about it.
Well, certainly, they wanted to sell the dress.
Oh, really, dear. Even the customers that were there raved about it. Oh.
Yeah, of course, that's good for a child, too, having everybody make a fuss over her.
No, you're hungry, aren't you, dear?
Yes, yes, I am. Seems to me ever since this darn picture thing came up, our whole life has revolved around it. We don't have meals on time. We spend hours on the phone. You do. You're writing letters to everybody you know, telling them all about
it. Well, it's just the family. They certainly want to know.
Our life has changed already.
Oh, honey, that's silly.
Not silly at all. It's true.
You worry about the price of the dress, for goodness sakes. You don't have to pay for it. Betsy can pay for it herself out of what she makes. Isn't that true?
Well, yes, but...
She'd think you'd be proud of her. $400 she's going to get for posing for this one picture. Now, just remember that.
Remember it. I can't forget it. How do you think it makes me feel? My 6-year-old daughter makes more in a minute than I make in a week. She isn't even through first grade, and here I am with a college education.
Oh, I wish you'd stop saying that.
That's
there
true.
Is no comparison. This is one job she's doing. She isn't going to go on with this sort of thing. To begin with, there's no opportunity in this town. This is an isolated opportunity.
Is it? Is it?
Well, yes, we've always said we want Betsy to grow up like a normal, average child.
Yeah, that's what we've always said, but I can see the change in you already, you know that? Supposing some movie guy spotted Betsy's picture and wanted her for a movie.
Honey, that is ridiculous.
All right. Supposing this model agency wanted her for more modeling jobs.
But they wouldn't, dear, to begin with. They're in Chicago, and we're here. It'd be impossible.
Yeah, I can hear you already suggesting we move to Chicago.
Oh, really? You get the notion out of your head. That's not the way I feel at all. It seems... Uh-oh. Here she is, Daddy.
How do I look, Daddy?
Can I walk in? Turn around. Now, what do you think?
Daddy?
Doesn't she look nice?
Daddy, don't I look pretty?
Well, by golly, I gotta admit it.
Oh.
Yes, sir, you're a picture.
Isn't she?
You know, I never would have thought it, but she really...
Oh.
Yeah, really, it's beautiful. It really is.
Thank you, Daddy.
I got it. Only one thing, though. What did you do to your hair?
I brushed it out.
Oh, well, Daddy likes your pigtails, honey.
No, I'm going to get a permanent.
Get a permanent?
Yes.
Well, she's certainly not going to get any permanent.
Honey, several of the girls in her class have them. Susan Bodine and who else, dear?
Mary Lou Kendall has one and Barbara
Mary
Mitchell.
Lou Kendall,
look, I don't
Barbara
care
Mitchell
who has them. I like pigtails now, and no child of mine.
Darling,
is going
don't
to go
be old-fashioned now, and she'll look prettier in the picture. She has curly hair.
Oh, look, I'm sick of this whole thing. There's going to be no picture, and there's going to be no permanent.
I want my hair curled.
You go upstairs, take your new dress off. Go on. I'll speak to your father.
Our father's going to speak to you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Tokyo on toast? Well, not exactly. But you will find direct reports from the major news centers of the world waiting for you at breakfast time 7 days a week on CBS Radio's World News Roundup. All through the night, every night, CBS newsmen are on the job. At an hour when most Americans are buttering their morning toast, CBS News overseas correspondents are called on to report on events they know about firsthand. Start your day well informed. Join us on most of these same stations every morning for CBS Radio's World News Roundup. ¶¶
All right. My goodness, I didn't know you felt so strongly about it. Honey? Dear?
Well, I do. I like her pigtail. She's still my little girl. Now that they grow up fast enough.
All right. Now, this whole thing is causing so much trouble that I say let's forget it. Do you realize that in all our married life, this is the closest we have come to a real quarrel? Oh, we've had arguments over things, goodness knows, but I mean a really basic difference.
Yeah, I know. Well, I feel very bad about it. I shouldn't have yelled at you like that.
Oh, well, I yelled at you, too.
Yeah, you did, boy. What was that you called me?
Oh, I don't remember.
Good thing.
Thank heavens we came out to the kitchen. I don't think Betsy heard us anyhow. I got so mad, I must have cut my finger, too, while I was peeling potatoes.
Oh, did you, honey? Let me see.
I didn't even notice until just now I started bleeding.
Oh, honey, let me get a Band-Aid for you.
Oh, it's all right. It's
I'm sorry, darling. Such pretty hands, too. Boy, that's a dinky little diamond I gave you, isn't it?
I like it. I wouldn't want it any different. It's beautiful.
Honey, remember when we picked it out?
What I remember most is you kissing me in the jewelry store. I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Dickens. Now let me finish getting you some dinner and you stop worrying. Having Betsy pose for this picture has caused enough trouble already. I don't want any more. So I agree with you. It's over. Okay?
Yeah, I think so. I say let's forget it.
I think we should. Oh, for goodness sakes. Mommy told you to take off that new dress. What were you doing upstairs?
I was thinking.
Oh, you were thinking. I see. Well...
Will I be the only one in this picture? I mean, will the picture be of anybody else, too?
Well, dear, as a matter of fact, your father and I have decided,
I mean,
dear.
Will it just be me?
Well, what do you mean, Bessie? What do you mean, will it be just you?
Is the man taking a picture of anybody else in this family?
Well, darling, what do you mean, anybody else in this family?
I mean, is he taking a picture of the new baby, too?
Of the new baby? Why, no, goodness, the new baby isn't even here yet, dear, and won't be for some time. Why do you...
Then the man just wants me, doesn't he?
Well, why, yes, of course, darling. He doesn't want a picture of the baby. He wants a picture of just you. Frankly, darling, I think you'd better run up and take off your new dress. You don't want anything to happen to it before you have your picture taken in it, do you?
No.
Well, we don't either, because we are very proud of you. Now, you run along. You get that dress off, and then we'll have dinner. Go along now. Hurry up.
All right, Daddy.
Well, for heaven's sakes, I thought you just decided to cancel the whole thing.
Darling, don't you see? She's begun to worry that the new baby is going to take her place.
Well, I don't understand it. This is the first time she's even mentioned the new baby. Ever since we told her we were having another, she has just ignored the whole thing.
Darling, apparently she's been thinking about it. And we've talked about the baby, and now she's started to worry. Well, look, she is going to keep her pigtails. I'll let her go through with the modeling job, but look, we've got to make her realize that she's just as important as the new baby.
But that's silly. Of course she's just as important.
No, now it isn't silly at all. Look, you were an only child. You don't know how brothers and sisters can feel sometimes when they're little. I hated my baby sister for years, now that I think back. Boy, did we fight.
Well, that's not going to happen in our family. I know our children will love each other, and they are not going to quarrel, ever.
Oh, honey, I hate to say this, but there are certainly some surprises in store for you.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Beatrice Pons and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.
Betsy's New Dress, an episode of The Couple Next Door from March 13th, 1958. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard an offering from the Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy show with special guest Jean Tierney. And my question this time is about her personal life. The Oscar-nominated actress's first husband was a famed fashion designer and motion picture costumer, the son of an Italian countess and a Russian diplomat. A further hint, after divorcing Tierney, this fella dated Grace Kelly. I'll name him and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
The MusicRewind.com introduces Ace of Spades. 60 guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s. A 3-CD compilation of songs from influential guitar groups. A true collector's item. Rock out on both sides of the pond with The Ventures, Chet Atkins, The Shadows, Santo and Johnny, Dwayne Eddy, The Crew Cats, The Fentones, The Wailers, Link Ray, and many more. All for the incredibly low price of $19.98. Order Ace of Spades today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Pay just $19.98, plus get a special bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code GUITAR77. Buy this 3-CD collection of guitar instrumentals of the 50s and 60s now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention promo code GUITAR77 for reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code GUITAR77 to pay only $19.98 and save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the personal life of motion picture actress Jean Tierney. Her first husband and father of her two daughters was famed fashion designer Oleg Cassini. Following the divorce in 1952, Cassini would date Grace Kelly prior to her marriage to Prince Rainier of Monaco. He would also design many of the dresses worn by First Lady Jackie Kennedy. I'm Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please visit us at the website. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When radio...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.